At third, shortstop, number 27, Brett Dingus. At cleanup, designated hitter, number 26, Hunter. At first base, third baseman, number 8, Patrick Fregoso.
From Sunfield, it is KIXT Night. As the Colt 45s take on the Seattle Suns in the second game of a four-game series. Hi, everybody. A sunny day, sweeping the clouds away day to you as the Sesame Street characters have entered into the field. And meanwhile, we're going to have the national anthem performed by the Sandlot Sound. So we'll wait here just a bit. As we give you tonight's starting lineup, sponsored by Rally Bertos. Today, Rally Bertos at the corner of California and Placer in downtown Reading. They offer burritos, taco salads, and delicious combination plates, including two crispy tacos, a taco and enchilada, taco and tostada, carne asada, fajitas, and more at Rally Bertos Taco Shop at 1701 California Street in downtown Reading. And so it is a gorgeous night for baseball after what started off as a pretty hot day, but things have since cooled down, with the Reading Colt 45s having won now their fourth straight game, coming from behind after being down 2-0 and then holding off the Seattle Studs in last night's game. And speaking of big-time performances, how about John Ponder, the man out of Lawrenceville, Georgia, making his Colt 45's debut, went 4-for-5 with four runs batted in, hit a two-run home run to lead the Colt 45's to victory over a Seattle Suds team that has been around since the 1960s. A different look for the Suds after wearing all-black uniforms, decided to switching up, going to a baby blue with white numbers, white pants, a white and red logo, and a dark black hat. The Colt 45s wearing yellow with a black logo up front, white pants on the back. And so it is KIXT Night as Cookie Monster is out on the field. Tonight's starting lineup, batting first for the Colt 45s in center field, is John Ponder, followed by Dusty Vela, batting second at second base. Batting third is Brett Dingus, the shortstop. And then batting fourth will be designated hitter Hunter Reed, getting the night off from playing first base. Batting fifth is Kyle Norton, who played right field and pitched last night. He'll be moving from the outfield to first base. Batting sixth will be Giacomo Crisetti in right field. Batting seventh is Jeremy Vasecki, who made a couple of appearances as a pinch runner, getting his first start of the season. And then batting eighth will be Patrick Fragoso, who, just like Vasecki, has been used as a pinch runner, is making his debut. And then batting ninth at catcher is Mackenzie Higuchi, with Spencer Wright on the mound. And so for the Seattle Studs, who are with Charlie Larson batting first at third base, followed by Aki Buxton at second, batting second at designated hitter. Batting third is Landon Riker in right field, and then batting fourth is Kyle Rodriguez at second base. Batting fifth is first baseman Ben Schnurman. Batting sixth is Jake Gallagher, the shortstop. Batting seventh is Cage Hardy, the catcher. Batting eighth is Emiloa Coca in left field, and then batting ninth is Garrett Ringer, and he is a center fielder. And so Cookie Monster delivers the first pitch, and it is right down the middle. So Cookie Monster putting all the chips on the table, his chocolate chips, and able to deliver a strike. And so for the 45s, coming in, and again, just looking to continue where they have left off continuously with their bats, averaging over 10 runs a game. And so the 445s just trying to continue on where they left off. As far as the Seattle Cheney Studs, he used Anthony Brady yesterday. He went three innings and then gave up five runs in that bottom of the third. It was a collective of Giacomo Crescetti, who hit a base-clearing three-run triple, and then the two-run home run by John Ponder, and the Colt 45s were off and running. And so for the Colt 45s getting the start tonight will be Spencer Reif. Reif was hit around a little bit in his last game against the Fresno Athletics, where he allowed three earned runs but gave up six runs total. And so for Reif, who was on the who ended up getting a no decision after the Colt 45s rallied from a 6-0 deficit to win, looking for a better performance. Another player out of Georgia Gwinnett College, the same college attended by Brett Dingus, the shortstop, John Ponder in center field, and of course the local guy, Kyle Norton. And so let's see what Rice does here. The man of many philosophies. He likes to read a book and try to get through one at least every week. Currently reading The Book of Meditations by Marcus Aurelius. And so let's see if the stoic-minded man from Richmond, Virginia, can get things going as Charlie Larson steps up. So again, all BD Blue. Ethan Hansen joined alongside by Tyler Chapman and Aria Del Rosario Sabet. The first pitch is a fastball taken down and away for ball one, starting 1 minute early. Official start time is 7:14. The 1-0 pitch is a fastball. Swung on and misses strike one on the inside corner. And so, again for Wright, talking to him about his performance, and wasn't necessarily the fact that he wasn't throwing strikes. He was just missing with his command. 2-1 the count now, as Dustin Collins is behind home plate, just 26 years old. So Dylan Collins, pretty young. 2-1 pitch is grounded to first. Up with it is Dixon. Throws to the covering right to take care of Larson, and there's one away. So good play there by Reif, inducing the ground ball out by Larson, and that brings up Aki Buxton. So Buxton, and on the rare occasion that the beer batter is not the first hitter, here's the pitch to Buxton. Takes a slider away for ball one. One ball and no strikes. Here's the 1-0 pitch. Swung on, and that ball is skied into deep right center. Back it goes near the wall, leaping up and unable to make the grab. And right is Giacomo Crosetti, and standing at third with a double. That was a good effort by Giacomo Crosetti, right up near the wall, deflected off of his glove as he was trying to jump. And so that'll go as a triple, really not just fighting the distance of that ball, but fighting the sun a little bit. And so for Crosetti, it was a 100% effort, but it ends up with Buxton at third with a triple, and now here's Landon Riker. Here's the pitch. Fastball swung on. Roller. Back to Reif. The throw to first in time. Just what the doctor ordered, as Reif had plenty of time to look. Buxton back to third. And so there's two away. And Reif is one ground ball out away from getting out of the inning unscathed.
Now back. Second baseman, number 20.
Man, so
Rodriguez.
For Landon Riker, man, that just kind of reeked of over-enthusiasm right there, swinging at the first pitch, trying to get something going, and instead rolled over. So for Colt 45s, as Reif delivers outside to Kyle Rodriguez, the impatience of Riker, the Colt 45s reward, 1-0. Here's the 1-0 to Rodriguez. Slider bouncing the dirt for ball two. Nice backhanded scoop by Higuchi, keeping it in front. Two balls, no strikes. Two out, just getting started here in the top of the first inning on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. Here's the 2-0 pitch, a curveball that stays a little high for a ball three. Three balls and no strike, and man, it just seems a little bit early to be giving Collins. They're razzing him. 3-0 pitch. That is a fastball. Definitely up and in for ball four at the shoulders. And so for Rodriguez, he is aboard. And his first plate appearance, and that will bring up Ben Schnurman. So for Schnurman from Spokane, Washington. Here's Reif, delivers fastball down the middle. There for a strike, and the count is 0-1. Reif sets. 0-1. Curveball stay down. Check swing, no swing. Taking the initiative on the check swing is the young man Dylan Collins, and the count is 1-1. Here's Reif. He'll set wind and fire. 1-1 pitch. Slider is away. So that's ball two. So Aki Buxton at third. That is short for Akiyoshi. Attended Vanguard University. Throw to first. Back on the bag is Rodriguez. Two balls, one strike, two out. Reif. Heel set, deliver the 2-1 pitch on the outside corner. Just missed at the knees for ball three. 3-1 now. 3-1 pitch, wasting no time at all. Swung on and fouled away. It was weird. Reif came into his set very quickly, and he just went, and I don't even know if Sherman was ready for it. Old school baseball, no pitch clock, no needing to make eye contact with the batters. Baseball played just like how it used to be a year ago. 3-2 pitches swung it hard into right field, and that'll go drop four base hit. And then the ball is going to get by third baseman Fragoso, and moving over to second on the error will be Schnurman. So it's 1-0. Studs. Short Schnurman reaches second as the ball is thrown into Fragoso, and he just couldn't body up on it. It wasn't that the throw was necessarily offline. It was just thrown in the ground, but Grosso's got to body up, keep that in front. So now here is Jake Gallagher, who takes a fastball a little outside for ball one, 1-0. Reif looking in, and he'll set against Gallagher. From Sumner, Washington, swings, foul pitch away for strike one at the plate. Here's the 1-1, swung on, and a bouncer to third. Up with it is Fragoso, throws to Norton in time for the third out, and that ends the inning, but not before the Seattle Studs score the first run of the game on an RBI base hit to right by Ben Schnurman. One run, two hits, two men left. And at the end of half an inning, the Seattle Studs won. The Reading Colt 45 is coming up on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, KGNR. Bottom of the first inning as John Ponder will lead things off, and he'll be facing Jacob Bradley. And so for Bradley, coming by way of Lake Stevens, Washington, attends Central Washington University. Started 6 of 12 games in 2022, where opponent take 415 off of him. So definitely using this time with the Suds to improve. 6'3" and wearing the high socks. So this is definitely a mix of coaches right here, although Ponder likes to wear the high socks. He's wearing the white pants, socks showing at his calves. Allows you to see what the Suds are wearing, and they're wearing blue socks with black stripes. Pitch to Ponder is taken on the outside corner for strike 0-1, and a man who is musically inclined, likes to play in rhythm. Here's the 0-1 pitch, swung on, and a hard comebacker off the glove of Bradley. The throw to first is in time, getting Ponder by a step, and there's one away. So good recovery there by Bradley as that ball was hit hard off his glove, kicked it a little bit with his left foot, but was able to gather himself and throw across his first baseman in time, and there's one away. And that brings up Dusty Vela. The pitch to Vela, fastball at the hips on the outside corner there for a strike, and the count is 0-1. Oh, one hit, swung on, Oh, and a Fantani. Oh, how about that? We're going to have to interview that guy on the radio. Deflected off of the back netting, came in with two hands, and he made the catch. And I think he might have come up with a scrape on his pinky as well. Somebody get that man a Band-Aid and some rubbing alcohol. The 0-2 pitch is a changeup that swung on him into strike three. So we have our first athlete of the year. I was going for it too, but he beat me to it. So two outs. The athletes. And so now here's Brett Dingus. Here's the pitch to Dingus. Taken a little high at the waist and ribcage for ball one. So one ball and no strike to count. Bradley listed at 6'3", using that slender body of his. The 1-0 pitch on the outside corner there for a strike. And the count is 1-1. And the guy that cut the ball, he's wearing a Desert Storm cap too, so he's a tough guy. Talk to him at break and see what his backstory is. Here's the 1-1 pitch. Slider breaks to the inside. Nope, just missing. Tried a little backdoor action there to Dingus, and the count is now 2-1 for Dingus, who was 0-5 in yesterday's game. Bradley whips and fires. The 2-1 pitch is down and at the dirt for ball three. And so for Dingus, if he gets aboard, he can really get across the bases. Trying to work himself aboard with Hunter Reed on deck. Here's the 3-1 pitch. Fastball misses inside for ball four. And so the Colt 45s have their first base runner of the game to set up Hunter Reed.
Reed to the plate. Designated hitter, number 26, Hunter Reed.
And so for Reed, hit a home run last week against the Fresno Athletics. Here's the pitch, fastball in the dirt for ball one, keeping it in front. Is this catcher Cage Hardy? So one ball and no strikes. Bottom of the first, 1-0. Seattle Studs. Dingus at first. Pace off. Doesn't go. Taking inside and low for ball two is Reed. So two balls and one strike to count for Reed, born and raised in Plano, Texas. Never played football despite his towering 6'4" side. Didn't have to. 2-1 pitch is inside to Reed for ball three. And so for Bradley now, fighting his command a bit. Walk Dingus. 3-1 pitch, slider is way outside for ball four, and so it seemed to be a comfortable first two at-bats, and now Bradley has ran into trouble walking two straight batters in Dingus and Reed, and that will bring up Kyle Norton. So for Norton, a jack-of-all-trades, 6'5", played both basketball and baseball at Lassen College, can throw down some dunks. He said his windmill is probably his favorite. Pitch is delivered on the outside corner there for a strike. 0-1, a couple of base hits yesterday. Hit an opposite field single, and there came home to score on that three-run triple by Giacomo Crisse. 0-1 pitch, swung on that ball. It's hit hard to short. Nice play there on the one-hop by Gallagher to get Norton and end the inning. So Norton hits that ball right on the screws, but it's one-hopped. Played well by Gallagher, who makes the throw to first in time. So despite two runners getting aboard for the running Colt 45s, Norton grounds out to end the inning. No runs, no hits, two men left. And at the end of one, the Seattle Studs lead the Reading Colt 45s 1-0 here on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, KCNR. And once again, tonight's broadcast is being sponsored by Raliberto's Taco Shop at the corner of California and Placer in downtown Reading. Enjoy breakfast burritos from 9 a.m. to noon for only $6.99. And don't miss Taco Tuesday. Chicken, beef, or ground beef tacos for only $2.25 each. Order through DoorDash or delivery. Or call 530-605-0724 for takeout or stop by Raliberto's Taco Shop at 1701 California Street in downtown Reading. We'll be right back. Top of the second inning we go as the first batter, Cage Hardy, fouls out to Kyle Norton. And so there's one away, and that will set up Milioa Coca. And so just talking with the man who caught the foul ball, who still has a bloody pinky, but he's battling through. 0-2 pitch, curveball, strike three called, and down goes Coca. And with the eighth batter to come to the plate for the Seattle Studs, we have our first beer batter. But back to Sherman, as there's two away, said that he was in air, that he worked in air defense artillery during Desert Storm. So once again, thank you to Kyle for serving his country. And the first pitch is inside, and did it hit Garrett Ringer? That's what Dylan Collins said. So home plate umpire Dylan Collins said that that Ringer was hit by the pitch. Didn't really look like much, but said it got enough of his jersey, I guess.
Third baseman, number 15, Charlie Larson.
Rife seemed confused, but nonetheless, Ringer is aboard with two outs, and now here's Charlie Larson. Larson takes down and in the dirt for ball one, so 1-0. 1-0 pitch swung on, and that ball is bounced hard into the hole in right field for a base hit. Station to station goes Ringer to second, so for Charlie Larson, with his first base hit of the day, and now here is Aki Buxton.
Designated hitter, number 13, Aki Buxton.
So Buxton, who hit a triple and then came home to score on the RBI single by Ben Schnurman. Here's the pitch, takes in the dirt for ball one. 1-0. At the top of the third inning, we'll be talking with sideline reporter Aria del Rosario Sabet and learning more about the Sandlot sound as the 1-0 pitch is in the dirt and gets away from Higuchi to third. goes Ringer, and to second goes Larson. And so, for Reif right now, finding himself into a little bit of trouble here. Down 1-0, one base hit. Rings home one, maybe two. 2-0 pitch, down the middle for a strike. And so we'll have Aria at the top of the third, and then swing it over to Chappie's hot corner to see what he's going on and his latest take on the world of baseball. 2-1 pitches in the dirt for ball three. And so Higuchi working overtime, sliding left, sliding right, trying to keep Reif in rhythm. Reif sets. He'll wind and fire. The 3-1 pitch is a slider. Swung on and missed. Buxton was guessing fastball all the way, and he nearly swung out of his helmet. That was a big overarching swing, and he came up with air. Full count. The pitch swung on, and a bouncer to third. Up with it is Fragoso. The throw to first, not in time, and we're going to have possible interference called on Larson, and yep, that is going to be the inning. So Larson is called for interference after bumping in to Fragoso, trying to make that throw to first. It didn't look like he touched him, but he definitely did enough to get into his line of vision to make that throw go high, and so that's the inning. So for Spencer Reif, living life on the edge, allows a single, a hit by a pitch, but gets himself out of the inning. No runs, one hit, two men left, and we go to the bottom of the second, the Reading Colt 45's trail, the Seattle Studs. 1-0 here on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, KCNR.
Satisfy your cravings with Roliberto's Taco Shop at the corner of California and Placer in downtown Reading. Enjoy breakfast burritos from 9 a.m. to noon for only $6.99. And don't miss Taco Tuesday. Choose from chicken, beef, or ground beef tacos for only $2.25 each. Roliberto's Taco Shop also offers burritos, taco salads, and delicious combination plates, including two crispy tacos, a taco and enchilada, taco and tostada, carne asada, fajitas, and more at Roliberto's Taco Shop at 1701 California Street in downtown Reading. Mention you heard this ad on KCNR and receive a free taco between 6 and 9 p.m. Open Monday through Wednesday, 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. Thursday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 2 a.m. and Sundays, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Order through DoorDash for delivery or call 530-605-0724 for takeout or join us at Roliberto's Taco Shop at the corner of California and Placer in downtown Reading.
Bottom of the second, and Shasta College alum Giacomo Crosetti trying to get the Colt 45's offense going. As the team trails 1-0, hit a 3-run base clearing triple that started a 5-run, that capped off a 5-run third inning. And so trying to come up with something big here. The pitch swung on, and that ball is skied down the right field line, slicing foul and out of play. That sun, very bright, not a ton of cloud coverage. In fact, there's zero cloud coverage for that matter. So right now, the field, as the way it's set up, the sun is starting to go down, and so you have a mixture of shadow and sun. And if you're in that sun, like first baseman Ben Sherman, or you're in right field like Riker, it can be a bit of an issue when trying to track the ball. One ball and one strike now to Crosetti. Here's Bradley. He'll wind and fire. 1-1 is a slider in at the hips for strike two. One ball and two strikes is the count. Glad you could join us here on this Friday evening. 1-2 pitch, slider swung on and lifted in softly into center field. Going back to his left, making the catch is Ringer, and there's one away. So Crescetti flies out.
Left fielder, 29, Jeremy Giesig.
And now here's Jeremy Giesig. Giesig is his name. Baseball is the game. Pitch is delivered on the outside corner for a strike for Jeremy. Born and raised in Upland, California. Now attends Cal State San Bernardino. 0-1 pitch is a slider on the outside corner there for a strike. 0-2 now the count. Bradley whips and fires. The 0-2 is swung on, grounded up along the third baseline, and foul. And so, for Giesig, trying to get his first base hit of the season with the Colt 45s, the 0-2 pitch swung on, and that ball is skied in the left field down the line, under it, near in foul territory to make the catch. Is Coca, and there's two away. So two soft fly ball outs for the Colt 45s, and that will bring up Patrick Fragoso.
And let's hear it for our bat boy tonight. That's it.
Two.
Thanks for coming out, Dave.
Cal State San Bernardino.
Third baseman, number 8, Patrick Fragoso.
Looking to do some work. Giesig flies out, though, and so now here is Fragoso. The pitch to Fragoso is a fastball taken up and away for ball one, the left-handed hitter. Mono pitches grounded to second. Up with it is Rodriguez. Throws the first, and it's a quiet 1-2-3 inning for the Reading Colt 45s, who go down in order. No runs, no hits. We're through two innings here at Tiger Field as the Colt 45s trail the Seattle Studs 1-0 here on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, KCNR.
Satisfy your cravings with Rollaberto's Taco Shop at the corner of California and Placer in downtown Reading. Enjoy breakfast burritos from 9 a.m. to noon for only $6.99. And don't miss Taco Tuesday. Choose from chicken, beef, or ground beef tacos for only $2.25 each. Rollaberto's Taco Shop also offers burritos, taco salads, and delicious combination plates, including two crispy tacos, a taco and enchilada, taco and tostada, carne asada, fajitas, and more at Rollaberto's Taco Shop at 1701 California Street in downtown Reading. Mention you heard this ad on KCNR and receive a free taco between 6 and 9 p.m. Open Monday through Wednesday, 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. Thursday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 2 a.m. and Sundays, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Order through DoorDash for delivery or call 530-605-0724 for takeout, or join us at Rollaberto's Taco Shop at the corner of California and Placer in downtown Reading.
And we are back for the top of the third inning, and it's time to throw it to our sideline reporter, Aria Del Rosario Sabet. What do you have for us, Aria?
Leading off the top of the third inning for the Seattle Studs,
Elizabeth Johnson,
right fielder, number 10, Landon Reiner,
which is currently playing at the Colt 45 games. Mrs. Johnson has been the orchestra conductor and drum corps teacher at UPrep for quite some time now. I asked her how this happened, and she told me that last year, she took a trip to the coast of Humboldt and saw a pep band, and an idea struck to her. Why not start a pep band in Reading? She went straight to the Shasta College Symphonic Band Musical Director and asked if she could steal some of his time. From there, she recruited about 20 people, and they've been rehearsing for a couple months now. Every Sunday evening, they go over some sheet music and jam out. They've been getting the hang of things and are enjoying their time here out on Tiger Field. Back to you, Ethan.
excellent work there, Aria, as she gave you some potential factoids about the sound, and Landon Riker just landed out one away. And it's always interesting to think, just with the history of baseball, how we don't really see bands anymore. I mean, not even in professional sports, really. It's usually reserved for, colleges. So it's been so refreshing to see the sound maker come on out. And I got to give credit to Ari, man. That is some good journalism right there. And so back to the game. 0-2 pitch is in the dirt for ball one. 1-2 to Kyle Rodriguez. Here is Wright. He'll wind and fire. The 1-2 pitch. Slider swung on. And that is a high fly ball that is going to take a lifetime to get down. Calling off his shortstop. Under it is Ponder to make the catch. And there's two away. So Spencer Wright has found his rhythm.
Rodriguez flies out to Ponder at center field. Bringing to the plate. First base.
And now here's Brandon Sherman. Here's Wright. He winds and fires. Fastball is taken high for ball one. One and out. Thinking about some of the bands that we see besides the ones at college football and college basketball games. 1-0 pitch is on the inside corner for a strike. Know the New Orleans Saints have had jazz bands play for them during games. 1-1 pitch is on the outside corner for a strike, but it's really something that you see in Korean baseball and professional baseball in Japan. 1-2 pitch sliders away for ball two. Two balls, two strikes, two out on KIXE night. 2-2 pitch, swung on and missed a strike three. Wright in command of that changeup, takes care of Schnurman, and that ends the inning. So no runs, no hits. The Seattle Studs go down quietly as we head to the bottom of the third inning with the Reading Colt 45s trailing the Seattle Suns 1-0 here on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, KCNR.
Satisfy your cravings with Roliberto's Taco Shop at the corner of California and Placer in downtown Reading. Enjoy breakfast burritos from 9 a.m. to noon for only $6.99. And don't miss Taco Tuesday. Choose from chicken, beef, or ground beef tacos for only $2.25 each. Roliberto's Taco Shop also offers burritos, taco salads, and delicious combination plates, including two crispy tacos, a taco and enchilada, taco and tostada, carne asada, fajitas, and more at Roliberto's Taco Shop at 1701 California Street in downtown Reading. Mention you heard this ad on KCNR and receive a free taco between 6 and 9 p.m. Open Monday through Wednesday, 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. Thursday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 2 a.m. and Sundays, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Order through DoorDash for delivery or call 530-605-0724 for takeout or join us at Roliberto's Taco Shop at the corner of California and Placer in downtown Reading.
To the bottom of the third inning we go as Mackenzie Higuchi checks in. We'll check in. It is Chappie's Hot Corners, sponsored by Roliberto's Taco Shop. Take it away, Chappie.
This is Tyler Chapman in KCNR's downtown studio, and this is Chappie's Hot Corner. Tonight, the Reading Colt 45s play host to the Seattle Studs, who are part of the National Baseball Congress. The National Baseball Congress holds the Little World Series every year in Wichita, Kansas, and every year they hand out their Graduate of the Year award. The ballplayers who have won this award are truly some of the greatest ballplayers of all time. Names on this list include Tony Gwynn, Roger Clemens, Mark McGwire, Rafael Palmeiro, Barry Bonds, Trevor Hoffman, Albert Pujols, and Aaron Judge, just to name a few. Former Seattle Stud and San Francisco Giant Tim Lincecum won the award back in 2009. Lincecum is a two-time Cy Young Award winner and helped the Giants win three World Series in the early 2010s. The Seattle Studs are three-time National Baseball Congress champions, and to date are Lincecum is the only one to win the Graduate Award. It goes to show that you never know what talent level can come out of collegiate baseball. It is, in my opinion, the Colt 45 should compete in the annual tournament, and that's my line drive today. I hope you caught it. This has been Chappie's Hot Corner. Back to you, Ethan.
Chappie, excellent job, and man, what a... Again, this just goes to show you what kind of competition that the Colt 45s are up against this weekend. 1-2 pitch is a curveball that is taken high for ball two. You know, and you're looking at, you know, who has some big league potential from the Colt 45s. You look at a guy like John Ponder, who just is so eloquent with that bat. Maybe we could see him on the big screen someday. Here's the 2-2 pitch grounded hard into the hole into left field for a base hit. So Mackenzie Higuchi has the Colt 45's first base hit of the day in the bottom of the third. And now that will set up John Ponder.
Now batting. Center fielder, number 16, John Ponder.
So for Ponder, who again is from Lawrenceville, Georgia, the one of four siblings in his family, pitches grounded to thrown to second for one. The throw to first not in time, and it was a lob by Rodriguez that is thrown out of play, and taking second is Ponder. And so for Ponder, the man of fortune reaches on the fielder's choice, and then the error by Rodriguez. Not sure what Rodriguez was thinking really there. He just sort of lobbed it over, and then for good measure went past first baseman Sherman. And now here's Dusty Vail as he swings the first pitch away. Foul.
Number 5, Dusty Vail.
Own one the count, one out. 0-1 pitch swung on, and that ball is grounded into the hole. Oh, excuse me. That's why there's two outs. So Ponder was called out for runner's interference. That's the second piece of runner's interference that we've had. So that's why there's two out. Now Vela with the single. Here's Dingus with Vela at first. There's the pitch. Fastball taken high for ball one, one and out.
Shortstop, number 27, Brett Dingus.
Throw over to first hand, back on the bag. Goes Vela. One oh pitch, Vela fakes like he's gonna go, and then taking inside for ball two is Dingus. So two balls and no strikes for Dingus, born and raised in Columbus, Georgia. Two oh pitch is in the dirt for ball three. Here's Bradley, the 3-0 pitch down the middle there for a strike. So 3-1 as we have Rick Bassetti chatting it up, the general manager who played 9 seasons in the big leagues, finished off his career with the Oakland Athletics, and been talking with Chappie. Throw to first, and he is rung up. Vela is sat down and picked off. Vela doesn't like it. The argument between him and Marty Bassetti Jr. is going on, talking with Don C. And so for Vela, got caught leaning. It was a bang bang play, and now Bob Anderson looking to make peace of the situation. Looked like Vela might have been there, but still, it was so bang bang. And for Vela, you just don't want to be caught leaning. And so for Anderson, almost playing like he's a member of the jury. Gets his clarification and jogs back. So despite two base hits for the running Colt 45s, nothing to show for it. Runner's interference was called on Ponder. And at the end of three innings, the running Colt 45s trail the Seattle Studs 1-0 here on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, KCNR.
Satisfy your cravings with Rollaberto's Taco Shop at the corner of California and Placer in downtown Reading. Enjoy breakfast burritos from 9 a.m. to noon for only $6.99. And don't miss Taco Tuesday. Choose from chicken, beef, or ground beef tacos for only $2.25 each. Rollaberto's Taco Shop also offers burritos, taco salads, and delicious combination plates, including two crispy tacos, a taco and enchilada, taco and tostada, carne asada, fajitas, and more at Rollaberto's Taco Shop at 1701 California Street in downtown Reading. Mention you heard this ad on KCNR and receive a free taco between 6 and 9 p.m. Open Monday through Wednesday, 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. Thursday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 2 a.m. and Sundays, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Order through DoorDash for delivery or call 530-605-0724 for takeout, or join us at Rollaberto's Taco Shop at the corner of California and Placer in downtown Reading.
We are back on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, KCNR, as Spencer Rye working strong through three. He's only allowed one run, one two-pitch, as long grounded into the hole in center field. Getting a glove on it is Dingus, but there won't be a play. An infield single for Jake Gallagher with his first base hit of the day. And that will set up Cage Hardy. So for Cage Hardy from Gig Harbor, Washington, swings and misses at strike one. Oh, and won the count. And so for Rife, the man who likes to walk around the baseball field barefoot to get his, what he calls his chi in, his bearing, his balance. They're working out for him so far. 0-1 pitch is a fastball up and in for ball one. Just a guy that stays so calm and so relaxed, even when things were falling apart for him in his last start, when six runs were allowed, three earned. 1-1 pitch is a slider that misses down for ball two. Two balls and one strike. It feels like Rife is painting the corners, just not painting the right corners, it seems. 2-1 pitch. Swung on. That ball is hit hard into center field and will drop in front of Ponder for a base hit. So to second goes Gallagher. Runners at first and second as the Studs.
You're here.
Are looking to cash in some runs behind its beer batter, Emilio Acoca. Here's the pitch to Coca. Coca looking bunt, takes on the inside corner for strike one. And the count is 0-1. And so for the Colt 45s right now, in a state of stagnation, only two hits so far in three innings for a team that is averaging over 10 runs a game. 0-1 pitch slider that misses down for ball one, but Higuchi points, says he liked the pitch. Koka trying to work small ball, corners in with Norton at first. And Fragoso at third. 1-1 pitch, bunted back to the pitcher. Wright throws the first in time. Koka does his job, moves Gallagher to third, Hardy to second. And now here's Garrett Ringer, who was touched on his sleeve by the ball, and that equated to a hit by pitch. So for Wright, as the lights have turned on, pitch overhand curveball in there for a strike, 0-1 the count.
Number 21. Garrett Ringer.
Ringer from who y'all up? Washington, 0-1 pitch, hard fastball. Swung on and missed for strike two. Oh and two. Here's the pitch swung on, lifted along the right field line and foul and out of play.
Foul ball brought to you by C.R. Gibbs,
American Grill. Mr. Fantastic, the super fan handing out raffle tickets, leading the crowd. Not sure who got that loud foul ball chance out of the 0-2 pitch. Swung on and missed a strike three. The slider as Ringer is rung up, chasing at the pitch in the dirt. And there's two away to bring up Charlie Larson.
Third baseman. Number 15, Charlie Larson.
Here's the pitch to Larson. Swung on and missed for strike one. 0-1 the count. So, again, you got to give credit to Spencer Wright, despite not much offensive support, he continues to work and throw strikes, working that fastball and slider. 0-1 pitch in the dirt. Wright coming to cover, but no need. Higuchi doing his job. The Colt 45s will lead the inning off with Brett Dingus, who was left with the check. He'll lead things off. 0-1 pitch swung on. That ball is skied into left center. Coming in on the run, Andre, ranging to his left to make the catch. Is Giesig, and that ends the inning. So for the Colt 45s, keeping it at arm's distance, with the Seattle Stud working strong through four, is Spencer Wright. We go to the bottom of the fourth inning. Let's see if the Colt 45s can adjust. Trailing the Suds 1-0 here on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, KCNR.
Satisfy your cravings with Roliberto's Taco Shop at the corner of California and Placer in downtown Reading. Enjoy breakfast burritos from 9 a.m. to noon for only $6.99. And don't miss Taco Tuesday. Choose from chicken, beef, or ground beef tacos for only $2.25 each. Roliberto's Taco Shop also offers burritos, taco salads, and delicious combination plates, including two crispy tacos, a taco and enchilada, taco and tostada, carne asada, fajitas, and more at Roliberto's Taco Shop at 1701 California Street in downtown Reading. Mention you heard this ad on KCNR and receive a free taco between 6 and 9 p.m. Open Monday through Wednesday, 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. Thursday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 2 a.m. and Sundays, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Order through DoorDash for delivery or call 530-605-0724 for takeout or join us at Roliberto's Taco Shop at the corner of California and Placer in downtown Reading.
Bottom of the fourth inning as Brett Dingus steps up to the plate, hoping to inject some life into this offense that has gone a little bit flat so far, as Jacob Bradley has done a fantastic job, only allowing two hits through three innings, shutting out the Colt 45s. There's the first pitch drive, though, into deep left field. That is a yes! That is a for sure! Red Dingus with a standing O from the crowd. The first pitch he sees hurts it over the left field wall, and the Colt 45s have tied it at one. And that will bring up Hunter Reese. So, again, we've talked so much about how well this team can adjust when seeing a pitcher a second or third time. And for Dingus, as he swings and misses for strike one. Saw a breaking ball up, waited back, sat back on it, and crushed it. 0-1 pitch now to Reed as he swings and flies one high into right field. Under it and making the catch is Riker, and there's one away. You know, the Adams family just got played. My favorite kid cereal growing up was the Halloween. And here is a high drive on the first pitch in the deep right field. Back he goes. Near the wall, it's off the wall. There's Kyle Norton. Norton at second. And he's going to be waving in the third. A head for a slide. And it is a triple for Kyle Norton. Speaking of cereal, he got a spoonful of sugar with a pitch up in the zone and hit it off the wall. Marshmallows included for Kyle Norton.
Right fielder, number 9, Giacomo
Rossetti, who hits himself a triple. And now here's Giacomo Crosetti. Here's the pitch, swung on, and that ball is grounded to short. Up and hit the throw to first in time by Gallagher, forcing the hold. At third is Norton, and there's two away. So two outs as Crosetti rounds out, and now here's Jeremy Giesig. Giesig looking for his first base hit. Chops one up along the third baseline, foul. And so one swing of the bat by Brett Dingus, and we are tied up at one. And again, it was just a breaking ball that he was able to sit back on and hit it out. 0-1 pitch missing low at the ankles, trying to pick it out and frame it. Here's the 1-1 pitch. Slider swung on and grounded into the hole. Backhanded by Gallagher to throw to first. It's offline, and then it bounces off the glove. Schmidt then gets into the right field to second. Giesig on an RBI single to bring home Norton, and it's 2-1 Colt 45. So for Giesig, who gets credited with the RBI single and then reaches on the air on the throw. By Gallagher. And now the pitch to Patrick Fragoso, who takes outside for ball one. Again, just the ability to adjust once again. Got an inside fastball, hit it into the hole, and then running hard was Giesig, who's now at second. 1-0 to Fragoso, taken away for ball two, trying out this new group. And so I guess you have a good problem if you're Bob Anderson, you know, when you have players all across the roster producing, kind of makes it hard to decide who you're going to put into the starting lineup. 2-0 pitch, swung on, fouled back. a lot of ground balls and flyouts. I haven't seen too many foul balls today, so I guess it was a good day to bring your car. Two balls, one strike. Good crowd here on hand for the Colt 45 game. 2-1, swung on, lifted down the left field line and foul. And that is going to bounce off of the Colt 45. Clubhouse. 320 down the line in left field, 358 in left center, 406 in dead center, and then 370 in right center. 2-2 pitch again. That ball is lying down the third baseline and foul out of play. It's like Homer is going on foul ball duty. Two balls, two strikes, two out. Bottom of the fourth, 2-1, Colt 45. A home run by Brett Dingus, and then an RBI single by Jeremy Giesig to bring home Kyle Norton. 2-2 pitch, swung on, and again, that ball is lifted foul, and
this
we'll play
three,
into
the, ball's brought to you by Mikhail Simon.
The snack one. We'll do it again. Let's see who wins this battle as Fragoso. Trying to put more pressure on Bradley, who's been knocked around here in this fourth inning. 2-2 pitch is inside, and it hits Fragoso on the right ankle. And so for Fragoso, who gets hit by the pitch, but a lot of credit has to go to him for putting together the quality at bat, taking some of those outside pitches, fouling them off, making Bradley work, and then he is rewarded by reaching first base via the hit by a pitch. So now here's Higuchi, who singled in the bottom of the second. Pitcher Higuchi is taken low and away for ball one. And so for the Colt 45s, could they open this game up again? Bradley, after three shutout innings, reeling here. Well, 1-0 is fouled away.
Foul ball brought to you by State Farm Insurance and Greg Stafford.
One ball, one strike. The man out of Aiea, Hawaii, who 1-1 pitch is grounded to short. Up with it as Gallagher feeds underhand to Rodriguez for the third out, and that ends the inning. But not before the Reading Colt 45s wake up their offense by scoring two runs in the bottom of the fourth inning. A leadoff home run by Brett Dingus, and then an RBI single by Jeremy Giesig to bring home Norton. Two runs on two hits.
All right,
or excuse me, two runs on three hits. A man left at the end of four innings. The Reading Colt 45 lead the Seattle Studs 2-1 here on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, KCNR.
Satisfy your cravings with Rollaberto's Taco Shop at the corner of California and Placer in downtown Reading. Enjoy breakfast burritos from 9 a.m. to noon for only $6.99. And don't miss Taco Tuesday. Choose from chicken, beef, or ground beef tacos for only $2.25 each. Rollaberto's Taco Shop also offers burritos, taco salads, and delicious combination plates, including two crispy tacos, a taco and enchilada, taco and tostada, carne asada, fajitas, and more at Rollaberto's Taco Shop at 1701 California Street in downtown Reading. Mention you heard this ad on KCNR and receive a free taco between 6 and 9 p.m. Open Monday through Wednesday, 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. Thursday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 2 a.m. and Sundays, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Order through DoorDash for delivery or call 530-605-0724 for takeout or join us at Rollaberto's Taco Shop at the corner of California and Placer in downtown Reading.
Lead off the
top of the fifth inning, the Reading Colt 45s.
Designated hitter number 13, Aki Buxton.
with Aki Buxton. Leading off, here's the pitch. Fastball on the inside corner there for a strike. Leading the National.
Excuse me.
0-1 pitch is on the inside corner, just missing. Leading the National Baseball Congress members, 1-1 pitch is inside for ball two. So two balls and one strike. This Colt 45 team showing that it can play at the highest level. 2-1, swing of that ball is hit hard into left center for base hit. Over to get it is John Ponder. And now,
right fielder, number 10. Right.
That will bring up Lyndon Riker. So the Colt 45s leading 2-1 after what seemed like a first 3 weeks of nothing but blowouts, but we're getting ourselves some good ball, and these people, of course, these hard-paying fans, getting more than worth their money's worth. 1-0 to Riker. One-o swung on and lifted into foul territory on the third baseline under it. It's for Goso. He makes the catch, and there's one away.
Now batting from Central Washington University, second baseman, number 20.
And now that will bring up Kyle Rodriguez. Here's the pitch from Wright. Fastball on the inside corner, just missing for ball one. And, you know, Chappie was bringing up a very good point about the Colt 45s and why they don't play in the National Baseball Congress. The 1-0 pitch grounded to third. Up and then it's for Goso. Throws to first in time for out number two. Moving over to second is Buxton. So good play from Fragoso, playing that on the one hop, on the run, across his body.
First baseman, number 35, Ben Sherman.
And now here's Ben Sherman, who has an RBI single, struck out his last at bat. Runner at second, 2-1, Colt 45s here in the top of the fifth. Here's the pitch, curveball in the dirt for ball one. One-o pitch, fastball on the outside corner. Nope, just missing. Says home plate umpire Dylan Collins. Two balls and no strikes to count. The 26-year-old calling the balls and strikes, joined by Don C. and then Jim Richens, last night's home plate umpire, working the left side. Right, he'll set and deliver. 2-0 pitch, took a little something off of it, swinging and missing over the top. For a strike is Schnurman. Right, delivers 2-1 pitch is just low for ball three, and how low really is the question. Looked pretty good from right there, I must say. Three balls and one strike is swung on and missed a strike two. Burying that slider, cutting that outside corner. Right, working with this fastball and slider well. Only giving up one run so far. 3-2 pitch, fastball is in the dirt for ball four. And so Schnurman aboard for the second time today. Runners at first and second to bring up Jake Gallagher. Here's the pitch. Way out in front, pulling the string cheese on that one. A changeup for strike one, and the count is 0-1. Pitch to Gallagher, another curve ball in the outside corner for a strike. The throw to third, not in time. Stealing third is Aki Buxton. No balls and two strikes, two out. Oh, man, they are really putting poor Dylan out there at home plate through the ringer tonight. Here's the 0-2 pitch. Fastball swung on, lifted into foul territory, out of play. And, wow, there's a red car that decided to park where nobody was, and it almost got hit. And the owner of that red car, nope, not the owner, but I want to park someplace else. 0-2, soft throw to first. And so for the Studs, 90 feet from tying up this ball game at 2. 0-2 pitch, right. Nice play on the comebacker. Leaps up on the one hopper. For the third out, and that is the inning. What a play by Spencer Wright. That ball was hit hard, and he had to jump up for it. Up to his tippy toes on the backhand, able to make the grab. The stoic man, the man who likes to read and showing that he's got some athleticism to boot. So despite two base runners getting aboard on a single by Buxton and a walk by Schnurman, Reif is able to get the job done and put up another empty frame. No runs, one hit, two men left, and we are halfway home here at Tiger Field. The Colt 45 lead the Seattle Studs 2-1 here on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, KCNR.
Satisfy your cravings with Roliberto's Taco Shop at the corner of California and Placer in downtown Reading. Enjoy breakfast burritos from 9 a.m. to noon for only $6.99. And don't miss Taco Tuesday. Choose from chicken, beef, or ground beef tacos for only $2.25 each. Roliberto's Taco Shop also offers burritos, taco salads, and delicious combination plates, including two crispy tacos, a taco and enchilada, taco and tostada, carne asada, fajitas, and more at Roliberto's Taco Shop at 1701 California Street in downtown Reading. Mention you heard this ad on KCNR and receive a free taco between 6 and 9 p.m. Open Monday through Wednesday, 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. Thursday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 2 a.m. and Sundays, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Order through DoorDash for delivery or call 530-605-0724 for takeout or join us at Roliberto's Taco Shop at the corner of California and Placer in downtown Reading.
And I thought Big Bird was going to be
here. Bottom of the fifth inning, we go. And here is John Ponder to lead things off. Cookie Monster, the solo act on KIXE Sesame Street Night. Cookie Monster getting tips, waving to the fans, and getting plenty of cookies. Pitch is taken a little up and in for ball one. One ball and no strikes count.
John Ponder.
One-o pitch, swung on, grounded softly to the pitcher. Up with it as Bradley throws the first, and there's one away. So after a 4-for-5 night, a little bit more quiet is John Ponder, who is one, who is 0-for-3, and now here's Dusty Vela. So doing some research and trying to figure out, well, who invented the cookie? And I guess the cookie, according to scholars, dates all the way back to 7th century Persia. Here's a high drive on the first pitch in the right center. Back it goes near the warning track, and it's off the wall. Once again, the Colt 45s taking advantage of that first pitch. Jumping on top of it was Vela, and he has himself a double.
To the right center, yeah.
So speaking of cookies, He got a cookie right down the middle and knew exactly what to do with it. A right center double. And with Brett Dingus now coming up to bat, his last hit, he hit a solo home run over the left center wall, helping get the momentum going for the Colt 45s.
Now
takes a slider.
Shortstop, number
27. Away for ball one. Davis. 1-0. Vela at second with one out. He's a threat to steal. We'll see what he can do if he gets a jump on him. Throw it a second and back on the bag. Goes Vela. So Vela. Trying to put pressure on Bradley. The 1-0 pitch is a fastball on the outside corner there for a strike. So far, so good for Spencer Reif winning the pitching duel. Against Bradley. So plenty of ball game to be played, though. 1-1 pitch. Fastball is away. Two and one. Bradley, he'll set. Wind in fire. 2-1. Swung on. Foul tipped for strike two. Two balls, two strikes, one out. Bottom of the fifth. The Colt 45s leading 2-1 here on a pretty packed Friday night at Tiger Field. The 2-2 pitch. Fastball away for ball three. Dingus staying disciplined. The stare down continues. Bradley sets, he'll wind and fire. There goes runner. No, it's a fake. The outside fastball, strike three called, and down goes Dingus. Dingus thought it was outside.
All right, folks, only one out left.
And so, with two outs and Rick Massetti getting a little mad there. Here's the pitch, swung on, foul tip for strike one, 0-1. Man, you can just hear Rick Bissetti in the background. 0-1 to Hunter Reed, the 0-1 pitch. Fastball on the outside corner for strike two. No balls and two strikes. Bradley, he'll set. Wind and fire. The 0-2 pitch. Swung on, lifted down the right field line and foul. Out of play. I think folks have gotten smart. You always want to park either behind the bleachers or, better yet, try to take that car and park it near the Reading Library, or if you really want a good walk, park it by City Hall. There goes Vela. The 0-2 pitch is swung on, fouled back. Ooh, wow. Last I think that might have
been. Double play, full service, Thailand escrow.
0-2. Here's Bradley. He'll wind and fire. The 0-2 pitch, hard fastball, swung on and missed for strike three at the hip high rate, and down goes Reed. So Reed strikes out for the two strikeouts by Jacob Bradley. No runs, one hit, a man left at second. And at the end of the five innings, the Reading Colt 45s lead the Seattle Studs 2-1 here on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, KCNR.
Satisfy your cravings with Roliberto's Taco Shop at the corner of California and Placer in downtown Reading. Enjoy breakfast burritos from 9 a.m. to noon for only $6.99. And don't miss Taco Tuesday. Choose from chicken, beef, or ground beef tacos for only $2.25 each. Roliberto's Taco Shop also offers burritos, taco salads, and delicious combination plates, including two crispy tacos, a taco and enchilada, taco and tostada, carne asada, fajitas, and more at Roliberto's Taco Shop at 1701 California Street in downtown Reading. Mention you heard this ad on KCNR and receive a free taco between 6 and 9 p.m. Open Monday through Wednesday, 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. Thursday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 2 a.m. and Sundays, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Order through DoorDash for delivery or call 530-605-0724 for takeout or join us at Roliberto's Taco Shop at the corner of California and Placer in downtown Reading.
Top of the sixth inning we go, and the Reading Colt 45 lead the Seattle Studs 2-1.
Catcher number 28, Cage Harding.
Here's the pitch as Katie Wood just came up to me. Katie Wood, one of the coaches for the NorCal Rage, one of the elite softball clubs in the North State. Meanwhile, the 0-1 pitch is swung on, lifted into right center. Running under it, intersecting with his right fielder, making the catch is John Ponder, and there's one away. So, Paige Hardy flies out to center, and now here's Emmy Loa Coca. So, Coca comes to the plate. Here's the pitch. Fastball in the inside corner there for a strike. So again, for Spencer Wright, just doing such a good job of pounding the zone, working with contact. 0-1 pitches a slider away. And again, you know, it's almost reminds you of how Greg Maddux is pitched. Just not a guy that needed to throw 95 to 96 miles an hour. 1-1 pitch is grounded to third. Up with it is Fragoso, throws the first in time for out number two. And so, again, just working off of soft contact, keeping that pitch count low. We're already into the top of the sixth inning, and the game has gone on for just under 2 hours so far. Pitch is swung on and fouled back.
That foul ball brought to you by Mechanics Bank, formerly known locally as Scott Valley Bank.
Here's the 0-1 pitch on the outside corner there for strike two. Here's the 0-2 pitch. Fastball swung on, line down the right field line, and foul. Wow, so that whoever has that red car, I mean, I don't know if it's just the fact that red is just such an attractor, but I strongly suggest that person move their car. 0-2 pitch is a kiss you goodnight slider for strike three. What a bender by Spencer Wright to strike out Garrett Ringer. So Ringer is rung up, bells and all, and it has been a fantastic six innings of work by Spencer Wright. Tyler Chapman appreciates a good pitcher. He knows it. You know it. We're going to the bottom of the sixth inning. Let's see if the Colt 45s can put up some more runs. Leading the Seattle Studs 2-1 here on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, KCNR. And today's broadcast is being sponsored by Roberto's Taco Shop. Rowdy Bertos at the corner of California in Placer offers burritos, taco salads, and delicious combination plates, including two crispy tacos, a taco and enchilada, taco and tostada, carne asada, and pizzas, and more at Rowdy Bertos Taco Shop at 1701 California Street in downtown Reading. Be sure to order through DoorDash for delivery or call 530-605-0724 for takeout or stop by Rowdy Bertos Taco Shop at 1701 California Street. We'll be right back.
Satisfy your cravings with Roliberto's Taco Shop at the corner of California and Placer in downtown Reading. Enjoy breakfast burritos from 9 a.m. to noon for only $6.99. And don't miss Taco Tuesday. Choose from chicken, beef, or ground beef tacos for only $2.25 each. Roliberto's Taco Shop also offers burritos, taco salads, and delicious combination plates, including two crispy tacos, a taco and enchilada, taco and tostada, carne asada, fajitas, and more at Roliberto's Taco Shop at 1701 California Street in downtown Reading. Mention you heard this ad on KCNR and receive a free taco between 6 and 9 p.m. Open Monday through Wednesday, 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. Thursday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 2 a.m. and Sundays, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Order through DoorDash for delivery or call 530-605-0724 for takeout or join us at Roliberto's Taco Shop at the corner of California and Placer in downtown Reading.
Here is Yep, bottom of the sixth inning we go, and Kyle Norton to lead things off. As he goes to work against left-hander Drake Anderson from Enumclaw, Washington, attends Pierce Community College in Washington. 0-1, catches a slider, check swing, did he go? And Norton couldn't hold up for strike two. So for Kyle Norton, who is 1-for-2, hit a triple in his last at bat. 0-2 pitch, swung on, grounded to third. Up with it, firing to first in time is Charlie Larson, and there's one away. So trying to flick that barrel out and trying to get something going the opposite field, but a good play by Larson. So one out, and now here is Giacomo Crosetti. The pitch to Crosetti. Fastball is down and around the ankles for ball one. So one ball and no strikes. The man who hit 295, three home runs, and has just become such a consistent asset. One ho pitch is a changeup right at the hips for a strike. Once considered quitting baseball, but has now become a main figure on the Colt 45s. And again, COVID just messed up so many kids across the country thinking that sports was going to be over and life was going to change as we knew it. I mean, man, when you think back to how far we have come, and Crosetti was one of those kids that graduated in 2020, didn't even get to have his senior year, but has made the most of it. Here's a 2-2 pitch, swung on, hit hard into right center, four base hit over Rodriguez. And so for Crosetti, taking a pitch that was low and just poking it, striking it well into right center. And so for Crosetti, who continues to hit well in that sixth spot. And now here is
left fielder.
Now here's Jeremy Giese, who takes on the inside corner for a strike.
Hey kids, if you set it for the beach ball,
one from the left-hander, Drake Anderson. Anderson winds and fires the 0-1 pitch. High fastball. Chasing it is Giesig. Owen 2 with Crosetti at first. We'll see if he goes. There goes Grissetti. Hit and run action. Swung on and fouled away at home plate.
That foul ball brought to you by Jack Skrill, downtown Reading.
0-2 the count. There is Grissetti as he dives back to first. Here's the 0-2 pitch, swung on, bounce to second, the toss to short for one, the throw to first, double play, and that ends the inning. So Giese hits into a 4-6-3 double play. Rodriguez, Gallagher to Schnurman. No runs, one hit, but that's all. And at the end of six innings, the Reading Colt 45s lead the Seattle Studs 2-1 here on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, KCNR.
Satisfy your cravings with Roliberto's Taco Shop at the corner of California and Placer in downtown Reading. Enjoy breakfast burritos from 9 a.m. to noon for only $6.99. And don't miss Taco Tuesday. Choose from chicken, beef, or ground beef tacos for only $2.25 each. Roliberto's Taco Shop also offers burritos, taco salads, and delicious combination plates, including two crispy tacos, a taco and enchilada, taco and tostada, carne asada, fajitas, and more at Roliberto's Taco Shop at 1701 California Street in downtown Reading. Mention you heard this ad on KCNR and receive a free taco between 6 and 9 p.m. Open Monday through Wednesday, 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. Thursday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 2 a.m. and Sundays, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Order through DoorDash for delivery or call 530-605-0724 for takeout or join us at Roliberto's Taco Shop at the corner of California and Placer in downtown Reading.
And we are to the top of the seventh, and it's time to turn it over once again to Tyler Chapman with scores around the MLB. Take it away, Tyler.
All right, Ethan, we have Major League Baseball scores from around the league today. Earlier this morning, we had the Cubs over the Orioles 10-3, with the Marlins over the Nationals 6-5, Red Sox 15-5 over the Yankees, Mets 6-1 over the Cardinals, Braves 8-1 over the Rockies, Blue Jays 2-1 over the Rangers, Brewers over the Pirates 5-4, Angels over the Royals 3-0, Reds over the Astros 2-1, Tigers over the Twins 7-1, and currently we're in the top of the seventh. We have the Diamondbacks over the Guardians 4-1, the Padres losing to the Rays 6-1. The Athletics losing to the Phillies 4-1, and right now the Giants and the Dodgers are 4-0, and a rookie is no hitting the Giants. This is Tyler Chapman. Back to Ethan.
Yeah, and Chapman just mentioned it, and hate to tell you folks, but I'm from LA, grew up at Dodger Stadium, and so I am a Dodgers fan by my geolocation of where I grew up. And talking about Emmett Sheehan, who is no hitting the Giants right now. Only one person in the history of baseball, all the way back in 1892, has thrown a no-hitter in their debut, and that was Bumpus Jones. And it happened on the last day of the National League regular season back in 1892. So the stars could be aligning. If you're one side, maybe not. If you're somebody else, but we'll keep you updated to see if Sheehan can make some more history today. And again, thank you to Chapman for his report. One out, one and one, the counts. After Charlie Larson grounds out for the first out. So here is Aki Buxton. 1-1 pitch is taken inside for ball two, and Spencer Rife has been throwing the ball lights out so far. Here's the 2-1 pitch, fastball on the outside corner for a strike. 2-2 now. the man out of Richmond, Virginia. Here's the 2-2 pitch, swung on, and there's a hard drive into left center, and that's going to drop, or be taking it all the way to the wall by the Drax Grill sign. Holding it second, putting on the brakes, is Buxton, and so for Buxton, he is 3-for-4 now. What a day. A triple, a single, and now a double. One home run away from hitting a side court for the cycle. So he's got 3 of the 4 pieces needed to make it complete. And now we'll see about Rife, and could this be it for Spencer Rife? They are going to take Bob Anderson grabbing the ball, and that's going to be it for Spencer Rife. What a performance from the right-hander from Virginia. He goes 6-3, allowed just one run, inherits a runner at second. So let's see what the Colt 40 Buzz can do to pick them up, and we'll see who they send out. And they will hand the ball off to, oh man, they're gonna hand it off to left-hander from Trinity High School, Thomas Canfield. So Thomas Canfield, the local boy, being thrown in with a runner at second and going to try to hold off the studs. We'll take a break here on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, KCNR. The Red 45s lead the Seattle Studs 2-1 here on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, KCNR. And once again, tonight's broadcast.
Now,
Richard Wright,
Colt 45, from
Trinity
High School, number 28,
Thomas Canfield. By Route Lepreto, enjoy breakfast food from Lemon Lemon to Noon Zone, 6-9, and don't miss Taco Tuesday. Chicken, beef, or ground beef tacos for only $2.25. Order through DoorDash for delivery or call 530-605-0724 for takeout. Or stop by Raliberto's Taco Shop, 1701 California Street in downtown Reading.
Satisfy your cravings with Raliberto's Taco Shop at the corner of California and Placer in downtown Reading. Enjoy breakfast burritos from 9 a.m. to noon for only $6.99. And don't miss Taco Tuesday. Choose from chicken, beef, or ground beef tacos for only $2.25 each. Raliberto's Taco Shop also offers burritos, taco salads, and delicious combination plates, including 2 crispy tacos, a taco and enchilada, taco and tostada, carne asada, fajitas, and more at Raliberto's Taco Shop at 1701 California Street in downtown Reading. Mention you heard this ad on KCNR and receive a free taco between 6 and 9 p.m. Open Monday through Wednesday, 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. Thursday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 2 a.m. and Sundays, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Order through DoorDash for delivery or call 530-605-0724 for takeout or join us at Raliberto's Taco Shop at the corner of California and Placer in downtown Reading.
My goodness, before the commercial just came on, we had the face, we had the lead, we had the next hitter come up in the form of Landon Riker, and on the first pitch stealing was Buxton, and Higuchi threw the ball, and it hit Riker right on his back at point-blank range. But it wasn't, and they're going to decide whether or not there was hitter's interference or not between Collins and C. And there won't be any hitter's interference, and that's because the batter is actually entitled to have the batter's box. So if he does not move from the batter's box, he does not have to get out of the way. It's only when he leaves the batter's box And when he makes contact with the catcher, that it is interference interference. But because there was, he stayed in the batter's box, no interference. So one ball and one strike now to Riker as Buxton is at third. Here's Canfield, the 1-1 pitch swung on a changeup that's rolled up along the third baseline and foul. So let's see what Canfield can do here. I remember when he was a basketball player, too, how good of a point guard he was. Pretty nice outside shooter, but baseball is his passion. Here's the 1-2 pitch swung on, poked into right field. The throw to first, not in time, as doing a good job of covering the distance from short to second was Dingus. In to score is Buxton, and we're tied up at two. So again, just able to flick that barrel just enough. And so we're tied up at two, that run being charged to right. And now here is Kyle Rodriguez, and now we'll get time. Here's the pitch, fastball on the inside corner there for a strike. And so let's see what Canfield can do. And again, that base hit wasn't necessarily hard contact, just strong enough to put it past Norton. The 0-1 pitch is swung on, popped up into shallow right field. Going back under and making a nice catch is Valen. There's two away. Valen coming in from the infield to short right, taking his route.
Brings to the plate first baseman, number 35.
Right near foul territory and able to make the grab. Two away. Almost on that front shoulder where they're sort of like leaning up and then trying to still get under it. Now, to Schnurman, who takes inside and high for ball one. 1-0, 2-2 here in the bottom of the seventh inning. The closest game that we have seen the Colt 45s play so far. In 11 games this year, 1-0 pitch is in for a strike, 1-1. Canfield sets and delivers. 1-1 pitch, swung on that ball is hit hard down the right field line and foul. Out of play, giving chase. It is Crescetti, but he'll let it go. One ball, two strikes, two out. Top of the seventh. We are tied up at two between the Studs and the Colt 45s. One, two, pitch, high, fastball, swung on, Mr. Strike Three. The Lupa Boy comes in and gets the job done. Gets a roar from the crowd. So one run on two hits, and we're going to the bottom of the seventh inning.
God bless America for us.
With the sound machine singing, take me out to the, playing take me out to the ball game, and God bless America. Stay with us.
God bless America. Land that I love. Stand beside her and guide her through the night with the light from above. From the mountains to the prairies, to the ocean, white with foam. God bless America, my home, sweet home. God bless America, my home, sweet home.
We'll be right back here on 96.5 FM.
Satisfy your cravings with Roliberto's Taco Shop at the corner of California and Placer in downtown Reading. Enjoy breakfast burritos from 9 a.m. to noon for only $6.99. And don't miss Taco Tuesday. Choose from chicken, beef, or ground beef tacos for only $2.25 each. Roliberto's Taco Shop also offers burritos, taco salads, and delicious combination plates, including two crispy tacos, a taco and enchilada, taco and tostada, carne asada, fajitas, and more at Roliberto's Taco Shop at 1701 California Street in downtown Reading. Mention you heard this ad on KCNR and receive a free taco between 6 and 9 p.m. Open Monday through Wednesday, 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. Thursday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 2 a.m. and Sundays, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Order through DoorDash for delivery or call 530-605-0724 for takeout or join us at Roliberto's Taco Shop at the corner of California and Placer in downtown Reading.
Oh, boy. Bottom of the seventh inning we go as Patrick Fragoso is going to lead things off. Fragoso going to be followed by Mackenzie Higuchi and then John Ponder.
45. Third baseman, number 8, Patrick Fragoso.
Here's the pitch taken in the dirt for ball one. One ball and no strikes to count to Fragoso, who was hit by a pitch 0-1. 1-0 pitch. Did he go? Check swing. No swing. Two balls and no strikes. Fragoso trying to become the go-ahead run for the Colt 45s as we witness a pitching duel. Six innings of work by Spencer Reif, allowing just two runs. 2-0 pitch, grounded to second, up with it. The throw to first, nice play there by Kyle Rodriguez on the backhand, throwing across his body, and we have one away. And so now here's Mackenzie Higuchi. Higuchi takes high and in for ball one. One and one now. One one pitch taken inside for ball one. Or excuse me, ball two. So two balls and one strike. Anderson delivers. The 2-1 pitch is swung on, hit into shallow right field, under it quickly and making the catch is Riker, and there's one away. So for the Colt 45s, allowing a run in the top of the seventh.
Center fielder, number 16, John Hunter.
And so with two outs, now here is John Ponder. So Ponder, who hit a home run in yesterday's game, went 4-for-5 in his debut. Pretty quiet day so far. 0-for-2, reach on an error at second base. Takes low for ball one. 1-0. 1-0 pitch from Ponder. Tails away for ball two. 2-0. Here's the 2-0 pitch. Swung on, hit hard down the right field line and foul.
That foul ball. Brought to you by Sid Grant.
Thank you. 2-1 pitch. Swung on. That ball is hit hard. Up the middle. Full base hit. John Ponder with his first base hit of the evening, coming here in the bottom of the seventh with two outs, and that will bring up Dusty Bailey.
Stepping up to the plate. Second baseman, number 5, Dusty Bailey.
Two outs. Ponder with speed can steal. And again, comes from an interesting Haley background. Fastball way inside for ball one. Nearly hit Bela. But for Ponder, has two brothers and a sister. His oldest brother, Josh, is an airline pilot. Also loves music, pretty gifted in it. Says that he can play piano and learn songs by sound, so can't even read music, but he can listen to a song that he hears on the radio and then can play it on the piano. I mean, that is a skill that I wish I had. 2-0 pitches in the dirt for ball 3. There it goes, Ponder, as it jumps off of Collins, and so Ponder saved at second. Bounce off of Collins. Catcher didn't know where the ball was. Neither did Collins. 3 balls and no strikes. Now we're going to have ourselves a boardroom meeting. So, quick meeting there between the catcher, Hardy, and Ponder. Or excuse me. 3-0 pitch on the outside corner there for a strike. So, Hardy and Anderson working together. 3-1 pitch, swung on, and there's a high fly ball into right center, but very playable. Running under it, making the catch is Ringer, and that ends the inning. So the Colt 45, despite a single from John Ponder, leaves him at second. And at the end of 7 innings, the running Colt 45 and Seattle Suns are tied up at 2.
Satisfy your cravings with Roliberto's Taco Shop at the corner of California and Placer in downtown Reading. Enjoy breakfast burritos from 9 a.m. to noon for only $6.99. And don't miss Taco Tuesday. Choose from chicken, beef, or ground beef tacos for only $2.25 each. Roliberto's Taco Shop also offers burritos, taco salads, and delicious combination plates, including 2 crispy tacos, a taco and enchilada, taco and tostada, carne asada, fajitas, and more at Roliberto's Taco Shop at 1701 California Street in downtown Reading. Mention you heard this ad on KCNR and receive a free taco between 6 and 9 p.m. Open Monday through Wednesday, 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. Thursday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 2 a.m. and Sundays, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Order through DoorDash for delivery or call 530-605-0724 for takeout, or join us at Roliberto's Taco Shop at the corner of California and Placer in downtown Reading.
Hardy. Excuse me, that's shortstop number 14, Jake Gallagher.
Here we go. We are back for the top of the eighth inning. Jake Gallagher to lead things off as Thomas Canfield able to record an out in the top of the seventh and now working, trying to complete the eighth. Here's the 2-0 pitch. Fastball. Not sure where that missed for ball 3. 3 balls and no strikes. Kenfield working. The 3-0 pitch. All the inside corner for a strike looked like the similar spot as before. Kenfield whips and delivers. 3-1 pitch. That one is definitely outside for ball four. No argument over that. A leadoff walk by Gallagher.
Gallagher draws a walk. Now we have catcher number 28.
And now we have Cage Hart. Here's the pitch to Cage. Swung on, and that ball is lifted high into shallow right field. Coming over is Vela, calling him off is Crescetti in right to make the catch, and there's one away. So again, it's been a game of soft contact.
Now back. Left field, number 5, Emiloa Coca.
And now here is Emiloa Coca. Here's the pitch. Fastball. Down the middle for a strike. And the count is 0-1. Pitch. Fastball. And so for Canfield. Range of 80 to 82. Slider change. Canfield sets. Winds and fires. 1-1 pitch is swung on this. First strike, 2. Inside fastball getting Coca swinging. 1-2. Canfield, the 1-2 pitch in the dirt. Trying to keep him occupied. Something to think about with Gallagher at first. Here's the 2-2 pitch. Swung on, and there's a high fly ball into right center, but very playable. Going back over his shoulder, making the catch. It's Ponder, and we have two outs. And coming up next, we'll have our favorite segment, where we have the Lose Your Shoes race, and we will go down to the grass and call the action from the field and decide who wins? Okay. On the play out now, here's Ringer. Ringer swings, drives one hard into right field, and
foul. To my son's tennis and fitness club, where you're ready for Colt 45 workout.
Here's the 0-1 pitch in the dirt for ball one. At first is Gallagher, and now stepping off is Canfield. Canfield, he'll set. Wind and fire. Fastball is taken high for ball 2. And so for Canfield right now, just trying to keep his composure, the 18-year-old who just recently graduated from Trinity High School. 2-1, pickoff, throw him first. Oh! Just back in time. It looked like they had him for sure. Looked like they had him. Here's the 2-1 pitch swung on and a roller to second. The toss from Vela to his shortstop Diaz, and that ends the inning. So for Thomas Canfield.
Oh, God.
Gets the job done. No runs. Unhit, a man left, and we go to the bottom of the eighth inning. Colt 45's lead, 2-1.
Oh, All right, everyone, we got Lose the Shoe Race coming up. All the kids are lined up to help the field. We're going to run all the way to the first. All the way to home. Are you guys ready down there? All right, put your hand on the wall. All right, ready, set, go.
Hello? Hello?
Hey, can you hear me? Hey, can you hear me?
All right, we're in the bottom of the eighth inning.
Hey, sorry, the headset lost connection. Yep. Bottom of the eighth inning we go, and here is Brett Dingus to lead things off. Here's the pitch to Dingus, taking a fastball in the outside corner there for a strike. 0-1 won the count. So for Dingus, who hit a solo home run all the way back in the fourth inning, and that's where we stand right now with the game. Two runs scored in that fourth inning. Nothing heard since from the Colt 45s. Meanwhile, the Stubs were able to put up a run in the top of the seventh. 0-2 pitch to Dingus, taken just off the plate. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Fastball, strike three called. And down goes Dingus, and Dingus, very upset, walks back to the dugout.
Designated hitter, number 26, Hunter Reed.
And now here is Hunter Reed. Here's the pitch to Reed. Fastball taken on the outside corner for a strike. Anderson whips and fires the 1-0 pitch. 0-1 pitch is on the inside corner there for strike two. No balls and two strikes to count. Anderson works it. There's the pitch, and there's a high drive into dead center. Back he goes near the warning track, and it's off the wheel at the third of season. Hit the Reed. What a hit that was. Not a home run, but he hits it to the deepest part of the ball yard, and that would be a home run in pretty much any other big league ballpark. I mean, this is one of the deepest yards in the country when you're talking about size. 406, the Colbert device, if it were in Tiger Field, if it were ranked among big league fields, it would be the ninth hard and deepest ballpark to hit a home run out of, just because of its depth. And so for Hunter Reed, showing off the big boy muscles, and I will put a bounty on this with Tyler Chapman and Aria Del Rosario Sabet as my witness. If somebody can hit a home run over dead center wall, I will buy somebody a steak at Jack's Grill. That is a big, big wall, and Hunter Reed, sure enough, got a hold of it in nearly the biggest of ways. Alita, a one-out double by Reed, and now here is Norton. Here's the pitch. Norton looking bunt, takes away for ball one. And so the go-ahead run at second base now against Anderson. Here's the 1-0 pitch. Inside for ball two. Pitch, swung on, hard grounder, nice play there at first for out number two, Schnurman. So Schnurman on the hard grounder, but Norton able to advance lead to third with two outs. Now here is Giacomo Crosetti. So let's see if Crosetti can come up clutch. Bottom of the eighth inning. The Cowbells getting loud, trying to cheer on this Colt 45 team. They have not had an extra inning game. First hit swung on, down to second. Thrown across his body, the throw to first in time by Rodriguez. Retires Crosetti for out number three. No runs, one hit, a man left stranded at third, and we're heading to the final frame here at Tiger Field. The Reading Colt 35s and Seattle Studs tied up 2-2 here on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, KCNR.
Satisfy your cravings with Rollaberto's Taco Shop at the corner of California and Placer in downtown Reading. Enjoy breakfast burritos from 9 a.m. to noon for only $6.99. And don't miss Taco Tuesday. Choose from chicken, beef, or ground beef tacos for only $2.25 each. Rollaberto's Taco Shop also offers burritos, taco salads, and delicious combination plates, including two crispy tacos, a taco and enchilada, taco and tostada, carne asada, fajitas, and more at Rollaberto's Taco Shop at 1701 California Street in downtown Reading. Mention you heard this ad on KCNR and receive a free taco between 6 and 9 p.m. Open Monday through Wednesday, 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. Thursday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 2 a.m. and Sundays, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Order through DoorDash for delivery or call 530-605-0724 for takeout or join us at Rollaberto's Taco Shop at the corner of California and Placer in downtown Reading.
Baseman number 15, Charlie Larson.
Top of the ninth inning we go, and here is Charlie Larson to lead things off. Larson will be followed by Aki Buxton and then Landon Riker. First pitch is taken high for ball one. So a golden opportunity for Canfield to show what he can do in a tight situation. With the ball game tied up at two, 1-0 pitch. Looking bunt taking inside for ball two is Larson. Larson, 1-for-4 on the day, singled in the second inning. 2-0 on the outside corner there for a strike. The 2-1 is bouncing the dirt for ball three, and so for Canfield. And it was pretty crazy how this year was really one of the wettest and snowiest years in recent memory. In fact, Trinity couldn't even play baseball in its own home field for about 2.5 months due to the downpour of snow. 3-1 pitch is taken high for ball four. And so the go-ahead run is aboard. And for Bob Anderson, he is going to take out Thomas Canfield, who walks him in. Wish he could have gone more, but is getting a round of applause nonetheless. So let's see who comes in for Canfield as we go to find out who our new pitcher is. Find out who the mystery man is when we... We'll take a break here. The Colt 45s and the Seattle Studs tied 2-2 here in the top of the ninth inning on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, KCNR.
Satisfy your cravings with Roliberto's Taco Shop at the corner of California and Placer in downtown Reading. Enjoy breakfast burritos from 9 a.m. to noon for only $6.99. And don't miss Taco Tuesday. Choose from chicken, beef, or ground beef tacos for only $2.25 each. Roliberto's Taco Shop also offers burritos, taco salads, and delicious combination plates, including two crispy tacos, a taco and enchilada, taco and tostada, carne asada, fajitas, and more at Roliberto's Taco Shop at 1701 California Street in downtown Reading. Mention you heard this ad on KCNR and receive a free taco between 6 and 9 p.m. Open Monday through Wednesday, 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. Thursday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 2 a.m. and Sundays, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Order through DoorDash for delivery or call 530-605-0724 for takeout or join us at Roliberto's Taco Shop at the corner of California and Placer in downtown Reading.
Ninth inning, we are here at beautiful Tiger Field celebrating 100 years of history, and here's Aki Buxton as he faces Ryan Almontrout. Almontrout, a 6'5" right-hander from San Marcos, attends Palomar College, has been clocked as high as 91 miles an hour this year. In his last outing, he didn't allow a run, and for him, it's just about making sure his command is in check. Here's Almontrout. The first pitch is a fastball right down the middle for a strike, and you can just hear that violent pop. He is throwing hard. 0-1. Almontrout. The 0-1 pitch. Swung on, hit hard. Oh, nice play there by Dingus. The toss was saved for one. Judy Buck, save and play! Absolutely masterful glove work from Brett Dingus with the forehand glove scoop. And toss to Vela, and then Vela with the perfect throw to Norton for the 6-4-3 double play. Two away. And now here is Landon Riker. Fastball swung on high, chopper over the head.
Hard hit, chopper.
Fragoso and into left field for a base hit. So we get to go to the bottom of the ninth inning once we get through the top of the ninth inning and hopefully no runs scored, but we get the chance to see our first walk-off of the year. Potentially, of course. No promises, but putting the good vibes into the universe. Kyle Rodriguez with Riker at first. He swings, drives one into center, and that's going to drop in front of Ponder for a base hit. So back-to-back singles as Riker goes the second on the single by Rodriguez. And now here is Ben Schnurman.
Now back from Big Bend Community College, number 35, Ben Schnurman.
Here's the pitch. Fastball missed inside for ball one. Almontrout. Neil set. Wind and fire. The 1-0 pitch swung on. Roller over to the third baseline. Up with it. And, yep, that is out number three. And meanwhile, the studs are going to go out and argue that that was a foul ball as a clean scoop was made by Fragoso. And now we're going to have a board meeting at between the umpires. That ball, not sure if it was fair or not, but it was very close. That is home plate umpire Dylan Collins' call to make, though, since he has the angle looking toward the third base side. Oh, and they're going to call it a foul ball, and it's actually going to be because they said it deflected off of the leg of Schnurman. And so now Bob Anderson is getting that. He is absolutely livid right now. He is arguing. Now turning his attention to Jim Richens. So Jim Richens is going to hear the end of it. We haven't seen any ejections yet, but who knows? It's been a contentious night on a game that has been so close between the two squads. Anderson walking backward, and so the inning will continue in the top of the ninth, and Ryan Almontrout still trying to figure out what in the heck just happened. And now he's trying to figure out what the count is, and now Collins Collins and Anderson are still going after it. Now arguing about the count, and Anderson saying that Collins is breaking down, and for Anderson, he is somehow in the game. I have seen coaches get away with less, but you know what? Credit to Anderson for fighting for his squad and doing so in a very assertive but diplomatic fashion. 1-1 pitch is a slider on the inside corner for strike two. 1-2 the count. Anderson teaching the art of aggressive diplomacy as he's still chatting with Collins. The 1-2 pitch, slider in the dirt for ball two. No arguments there. Two balls, two strikes, two out. Deuce is really wild. 2-2 here in the top of the ninth with two runners on, as Vin Scully would say. 2-2 pitch, and it hits Schnurman on the back, and the bases are going to be loaded. And so for Ryan Mintrout, who allowed a single and a hit. Yeah, so he's allowed two singles and a hit by a pitch, and now here's Jake Gallagher with two outs. The pitch from Almontrout, fastball high for ball one. 1-0. Almontrout, he'll set and deliver the 1-0 pitch down the middle for strike one. Here's the 1-1, and it hits Hardy right on the left forearm. That is going to sting, and with the bases loaded, coming home to score is Riker. It's 2-1. And for Gallagher, still shaking up, grabbing that left elbow of his. Oy. and you heard that sound, and either that sound was either the bat, the ball hitting the bat, or the ball hitting bone. And so for Gallagher, with the bases loaded, RBI, but not the way he intended to have that at all. That is a 6'5" man throwing at 91 miles an hour and getting hit flush on that left arm. But Gallagher, a tough guy, he's going to stay in it. But again, this game muddled with controversy. As the Colt 45 thought they had out number three with runners at first and second, what turned out to be a foul ball. A hit batter to Schnurman, and then Gallagher's hit by a pitch. Now, here is Cage Hardy, who takes on the outside corner for strike. 0-1. Yo, one is swung on, comebacker, right to Almanschout, tosses it underhand to Norton, and that ends the inning. But not before the Seattle studs get a run on a bases loaded hit by pitch from Jake Gallagher that brings in Landon Riker. One run on one hit, bases left loaded. Let's see if the Colt 45s can walk it off here in the bottom of the ninth, trailing the Seattle Studs 3-2 here on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, KCNR. And once again, tonight's broadcast is being sponsored by Raliberto's Taco Shop at the corner of California and Placer in downtown Reading. They offer burritos, taco salads, and delicious combination plates, including two crispy tacos, a taco and enchilada, taco and tostada, carne asada, fajitas, and more at Raliberto's Taco Shop on 1701 California Street in downtown Reading.
Satisfy your cravings with Raliberto's Taco Shop at the corner of California and Placer in downtown Reading. Enjoy breakfast burritos from 9 a.m. to noon for only $6.99. And don't miss Taco Tuesday. Choose from chicken, beef, or ground beef tacos for only $2.25 each. Raliberto's Taco Shop also offers burritos, taco salads, and delicious combination plates, including two crispy tacos, a taco and enchilada, taco and tostada, carne asada, fajitas, and more at Raliberto's Taco Shop at 1701 California Street in downtown Reading. Mention you heard this ad on KCNR and receive a free taco between 6 and 9 p.m. Open Monday through Wednesday, 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. Thursday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 2 a.m. and Sundays, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Order through DoorDash for delivery or call 530-605-0724 for takeout, or join us at Raliberto's Taco Shop at the corner of California and Placer in downtown Reading.
Yep. He sits down here. He's the short of first ball. Brady Gisig with the leadoff infield single to start the bottom of the ninth. And the tying run is aboard to bring up Patrick Fregoso.
Third baseman, number eight, Patrick Fregoso.
And so for Fregoso, the bottom of the order, trying to get it done. Fregoso looking by and gets it down. The foot race is on. The throw to first in time. Moving the runner over to second. Here's Fregoso as P.J. Moritz is in the pitch now for the right-hander P.J. Moritz, who gave up an infield single, then a sacrifice bunt, and now here's Mackenzie Higuchi. Here's the pitch. Higuchi swings and slices it foul and out of play. 0-1 the count. And on deck is John Ponder. The 0-1 pitch, sidearm specialist, delivers a fastball at the hips, pinpointed perfectly on the outside corner for strike two. No balls and two strikes. Here's the pitch, swung on, rolled foul along the third baseline. So no balls, two strikes, the Colt 45s here in the last frame, trailing the Seattle Studs 3-2. To the bottom of the ninth. 0-2, tails away, and it skips past Baxter, 40 and over to third. Goes Zisig. Zisig, 90 feet from potentially tying up the game. Let's see what Higuchi can do. The 1-2 pitch is down and away for ball two. Got to give credit to home plate umpire Dylan Collins, the 26-year-old at home plate, doing a pretty good job of keeping his cool through this intense action. 2-2 pitch, waved out of Mr. Strike 3. Down goes Higuchi. The slider, he chased it out in front, and now the Colt 45s are going to leave it in the hands of John Ponder. The pitch to Ponder, first pitch is swung on and missed for strike one, 0-1. Owen pitches in the dirt, blocks, and kept in front by Hardy. So one ball and one strike. Ponder singled in the seventh and got to second, but unable to score. 1-1, fastball on the outside corner for a strike. 1-2, the Colt 45s. One strike away from potentially dropping this one. One hit away from tying this one or taking the lead. 1-2 pitches, swung on and missed for strike three. A big yell comes from Moritz as he strikes out Ponder, and that's the ball game. The Reading Colt 45s lose a heartbreaker 3-2 after a run comes across on a bases loaded, hit by a pitch in the top of the ninth inning. We'll see you Sunday with Tyler and myself off tomorrow as I got to go cover the Lions All-Star football game at Pleasant Valley High School. This has been Ethan Henson for Tyler Chapman and Aria Del Rosario Sabet saying so long from Tiger Field. This has been 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, KCNR.
Satisfy your cravings with Roliberto's Taco Shop at the corner of California and Placer in downtown Reading. Enjoy breakfast burritos from 9 a.m. to noon for only $6.99. And don't miss Taco Tuesday. Choose from chicken, beef, or ground beef tacos for only $2.25 each. Roliberto's Taco Shop also offers burritos, taco salads, and delicious combination plates, including two crispy tacos, a taco and enchilada, taco and tostada, carne asada, fajitas, and more at Roliberto's Taco Shop. Taco Shop at 1701 California Street in downtown Reading. Mention you heard this ad on KCNR and receive a free taco between 6 and 9 p.m. Open Monday through Wednesday, 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. Thursday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 2 a.m. and Sundays, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Order through DoorDash for delivery or call 530-605-0724 for takeout or join us at Roliberto's Taco Shop at the corner of California and Placer in downtown Reading.
This is Tyler Chapman in the KCNR downtown studios. After Reading Colt 45's 3-2 loss over the Seattle Studs, we will now return you to regularly scheduled programming.
Almost all the positions of power, major disadvantage there. They also own the education system, so they're able to try to indoctrinate kids, which is a terrible thing. We fight back against that. But the one advantage that comes with that is that now all of the adults in positions of authority are pushing this stuff. They're pushing gay pride, LGBT, pride rainbows, trans ideology, transgenderism. The adults are all pushing it, which makes it uncool. Like, it's not a cool thing. Now, it may have been years ago that the pride movement was seen as rebellious, like kind of a cultural insurgency, and that gave it some a certain cool factor for some young people at the time. But that's gone now. I mean, when you're a math teacher, when you're like the middle-aged woman teaching you math in 10th grade or whatever is pushing this, it's not cool anymore. Which means that if you really have a rebellious spirit, you know, if you want to rebel, then that means rejecting all that. And I think that's something that that's an advantage we have that we should be harnessing to our advantage. And we're seeing that happen now. We'll be right back with more after a quick break to hear from our sponsors.
Paid for by Christian Care Ministry.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that's MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save the typical family $500 a month. And that's huge, but it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. A very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. 855-51-BIBLE. That's 855-51-BIBLE. 855-51-BIBLE.
We have to take another quick break to hear from our sponsors. Don't go anywhere.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, talking about this month's Cigar of the Humidor, La Naranja Reserva by Espinosa. Featuring a fragrant and flavorful Brazilian La Naranja wrapper, this unique stick garnered a rating of 94 from Cigar Aficionado, with a profile of hickory sweetness, rich almond paste, citrus zest, and peppery spice. Get yours today, Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive in Reading is a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45's baseball. North Valley Distributing is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets, featuring services with concentration in industrial automation, lighting, distribution, controls, data communication, solar, and energy solutions. North Valley Distributing, a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45's baseball. Call 530-222-1500. That's 530-222-1500.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle. From your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between, we make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary. You just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. you get to enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi and earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that is a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Roundtable Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Yeah.
And we're back with the Matt Walsh Show. If there's one thing the absolute worst elements of our society depend on, maybe more than anything else, it's that the majority of sane people have a lot going on in their lives. You know, they have jobs, families, hobbies. They can't keep track of every big scandal they hear about on television and follow it for years to figure out how it turned out. They don't have the time to do that, even if they wanted to. And that's a boon in particular to the modern media, because they know that they can invent whatever lies they want in order to whip millions of people into a frenzy. By the time the truth comes out, most people will have moved on with their lives. They'll have already voted in whatever election was coming up. They certainly won't demand mass firings of all the editors and reporters who lied to them. Won't even remember their names. And if you doubt that, try to recall, just as an example, who exactly told you that Michael Brown was a good kid who had his hands up yelling, "Don't shoot," when a white supremacist police officer in Ferguson, Missouri, shot him for no reason? Can you name any news anchor or journalist specifically who said that? Of course you can. I mean, they all did, but like, what's one particular one? It's impossible to single someone out because the entirety of the corporate media was telling the same lie in unison for 6 months. And then after all that time, and after a wave of deadly riots, the Obama DOJ was forced to admit that actually this good kid was not executed in the middle of the street for no reason. And oh yeah, he didn't have his hands up in surrender either. In reality, he had charge of the police officer assaulting him and trying to take his gun. And he did that after he roughed up a store owner and stole some cigars. Did any of that extra context matter, though? To this day, college kids still gather in the street yelling, "Hands up, don't shoot," in honor of Michael Brown. It's not just BLM enforcers and Antifa who say that. A lot of normal, everyday people have the same totally inaccurate view of what happened. What's unspoken here, what no one dares to say in the media, regardless of partisan affiliation, is who the actual victims of these charades are. Now, on the right, you'll occasionally hear people talk about, you know, Michael Brown and his crimes and how he wasn't really a victim. But the name Darren Wilson is usually ignored in those conversations. He's the police officer, happens to be white, who spotted Michael Brown walking in the middle of the street nearly a decade ago. He's the cop Michael Brown started punching without any provocation. How's Darren Wilson doing these days? No one seems to know or care. His lawyer said that he had to go into hiding. He could never be a police officer again. There aren't many recent updates on Darren Wilson's life on the internet these days. He's just disappeared. His life was destroyed. And that was that. The term scapegoat comes from the ancient Hebrew practice of casting an actual literal goat out into the wilderness as a symbol of the sins of the people and casting out the sins. We are laying all the sins upon this animal, casting it out. It's an old religious practice that's still carried out today. Except in our culture, we find random white people like Darren Wilson to be exiled or destroyed as atonement for white sins specifically. Now, oftentimes the scapegoat is vindicated by the facts later on, but it doesn't really matter because the specific facts were never important to the mob and the people demanding this person's head. Doesn't matter what they did or what they didn't do. It matters what they represent. Maybe you recall this story from a few years back. In the late afternoon, several years ago, I think this is back in 2018, two black men walked into a Starbucks in Philadelphia, and they asked to use the bathroom. But the staff told them that the bathroom is for customers only, and that's a pretty common policy, especially in Philadelphia, because you don't want junkies shooting up in your bathroom. I mean, that's why they have these, that's why they lock the bathrooms. That's why they say you have to be a customer to use the bathroom. But the two men didn't buy anything. They just sat down and refused to make a purchase. After that went on for a while, and one of the staff members came up to them, told them they had to make a purchase or leave. Again, it's a reasonable request because Starbucks is not a homeless shelter. Okay, it's not just a lounge, you know, to go hang out in. But the men refused to take either option. So the Starbucks worker called the police. And eventually the police arrived and they did exactly what they're supposed to do. They removed the trespassers. Watch.
What did they get called for? Because there are two black guys sitting here meeting?
Yes.
Well, what did they do? What did they do? Someone told me what they did.
They didn't do anything. I saw the entire thing.
They did what? Did they do?
The woman says, they didn't do anything.
There's a guy in that clip that keeps asking, what did they do? Which, of course, helped the whole incident to go viral. And it went massively viral at the time. After all, you know, if a random guy in the viral video doesn't understand something, then it must be outrageous. But it really wasn't that hard to understand. These two men walked onto private property. They refused to buy anything. And when they were asked to leave, they refused. It's called trespassing, otherwise known as a crime. But when there's a moral panic underway, laws don't apply anymore, apparently. And that all really depends on your skin color. So social media was full of posts proclaiming that this was proof that white supremacy is alive and well in the United States. One of the most viral tweets about this episode, which got more than 100,000 likes, read this way, quote, America's a place where a black man has a greater chance of being arrested for going to Starbucks than a white man who commits treason in front of the entire world. Protesters began screaming about racism in the Starbucks store where this all went down as they were flooding into the store, and this went on for days. Now, instead of standing up to this insanity, as expected, you know, Starbucks, as expected, they would not stand up to it. I mean, Starbucks CEO Kevin Johnson closed all of the company's stores in the U.S. and Canada, like all the stores, because of this, for racial bias training. He also declared that bathrooms in Starbucks henceforth would be open to anyone, paying customers or not. Junkies can sit on the toilet and shoot up all they want. Kevin Johnson later went on CNBC to brag about how well he handled the situation. And in the kiss of death, Jim Cramer praised him for it. Watch.
Talk about crisis. Talk about the way you handle it. Because I think when we look back in the textbooks, it's going to be the way you have to handle something that is antithetical to everything you believe in.
Well, first of all, Jim, you know, you got to say that when I saw the video of the two gentlemen who were arrested in our store, it was heartbreaking. But I knew at that moment that, as the CEO of the company, I'm accountable and we've got to show up. I've got to show up. And so getting to Philadelphia, being on the ground and talking to everyone that I could talk to and learn from and understand why this happened, how this could happen, and then take action to ensure that it never happens again. Now, we're proud of the actions we've taken. You know, we closed our stores for the afternoon on May 29th. We did the first round of training every month. We're continuing to drop new training modules to our stores. And it has made us a better company. It has allowed us to actually elevate the customer experience in our stores.
I have to say, from the point of view of seeing a lot of CEOs address an issue, you got in front of it.
Now, obviously, if Jim Cramer is praising something, it's going to collapse very quickly. And Starbucks' response to this whole episode, which Jim Cramer loved, did just that. About a month after this incident, Starbucks decided to fire an employee named Shannon Phillips. Who is Shannon Phillips? Well, she was a regional manager in charge of 13 Starbucks locations in and around Philadelphia. She was not the store manager in charge of the location where this incident happened. But Shannon Phillips was fired anyway. Why? Well, here's what Shannon Phillips alleged in her lawsuit against Starbucks. She says that the company, quote, took steps to punish white employees who had not been involved in the arrests, but who worked in and around the city of Philadelphia in an effort to convince the community that it had properly responded to the incident. So Starbucks just looked for a white person to fire, is what they did. Phillips said that Starbucks told her to punish a white employee for PR purposes, for just made-up reasons, and when Phillips refused, they fired her. They kept the black employee who ran the store at the center of this incident. Like, the actual store manager was black, and they kept him, but they canned the regional manager. Now, as you may have heard, Phillips just won a $25 million wrongful termination lawsuit against Starbucks. She proved that they discriminated against her because she's a white person who was offered as a sacrificial victim, just like Darren Wilson, and just like so many others. In her case, she was vindicated. She got some restitution, but that's rarely how these things play out. And by the way, just to put a bow on this whole farce, last year, Starbucks reversed its open-door bathroom policy. According to the Philadelphia Inquirer, quote, Starbucks is modifying its open bathroom policy that allows anyone to use the restroom at its stores. Employees now have the option to close bathrooms if there are safety concerns. In other words, actually, Starbucks still doesn't want junkies shooting up in their bathrooms. You know, they allowed it for a few years in order to virtue signal, and then they realized that, no, this is actually terrible. This is why we don't want this. Maybe the manager who called the cops 5 years ago was right after all. Who would have thought? That case is notable because it's so rare. You almost never see vindication for the sacrificial lambs in any of these cases. Certainly you don't see restitution. You don't see legal vindication anyway. And you almost never see laws against racism applying to actual racists, indiscriminately in this way. Instead, you see what's happening to Daniel Penny, who's the Good Samaritan who restrained a violent lunatic on the New York subway. We finally heard his full side of the story a few days ago, which we played on the show at the time. And keep in mind, Daniel Penny is taking a major risk by speaking out. Most defense attorneys tell their clients, and I don't know if this happened with Daniel Penny, but I would assume it did, tell their clients to stay silent and plead the fifth. That's because even if you're innocent, it's easy to slip up and say something that a prosecutor can use in court to make the case that you're guilty. So it tells us a lot that Daniel Penny, like Kyle Rittenhouse, is disregarding those risks. He knows what happened. He knows the truth. He was listening to music on his headphones, minding his own business, when Jordan Neely, a vagrant with dozens of arrests, including one for punching a senior citizen, actually a couple of senior citizen assaults, began doing exactly what you would expect of a vagrant who punches senior citizens. He was threatening to kill passengers. He was saying he wasn't afraid to go to jail. He wasn't afraid to die. Penny, a Marine, then restrained Neely with the help of another passenger, making sure he could breathe. And that's when Neely, who, according to his family, was taking mind-altering synthetic drugs to treat depression, died. It's clear now, as if it wasn't clear already, that Penny was not only in the right, but in fact acting heroically. And we also know that much of what was originally claimed about the case, especially that Penny choked Neely for 15 minutes, was a lie. The actual incident went on for just a few minutes. Like 5 minutes. But in spite of all those facts, which aren't even in dispute, a grand jury just this week indicted Daniel Penny. He becomes yet another in a long line of scapegoats who happen to share the same skin color. At a certain point, you have to take a step back and recognize that the specifics of all these incidents, again, don't matter to the mob. No one cares that Michael Brown never said, hands up, don't shoot. No one cares that the two black men in the Starbucks were trespassing. No one cares that Jordan Neely was threatening to kill people. All that matters is that Darren Wilson, Shannon Phillips, and Daniel Penny have the wrong skin color. At least that's all that matters to the social media mob, to the media, to the biggest corporations in the country, to the justice system in so many cases. We see it again and again in too many incidents to mention. And they're not worried that Shannon Phillips won $25 million. They think her case is the exception that proves the rule, which is that there are no consequences for lying in the most base and unethical ways possible. What's hopeful, what suggests that they might be very mistaken, is that these sacrificial lambs aren't just going into hiding anymore. Darren Wilson had to disappear nearly a decade ago. That's how powerful the mob was. People like Daniel Penny, they're not hiding. He's going in front of cameras, telling everyone what really happened, even in Alvin Bragg's New York,
you know, of all places, he's doing that. Right now, this is not the norm. But if Daniel Penny wins, as Shannon Phillips did, that could change in a hurry. Once the race hucksters and the outrage merchants know that their targets aren't going to simply back down and that people will remember what happened to them, then those people start to lose their power. And obviously that can't happen soon enough. But in the meantime, those race hucksters and outrage merchants are, of course, today canceled. And that's all we have for today and this week. Thanks for listening. Talk to you on Monday. Godspeed.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Tasha Stevens. The Southeast will deal with a scorching heat wave this weekend. The National Weather Service says record-breaking heat index temperatures possible from Texas to Florida over the Father's Day weekend. The feels-like temperatures, when you factor in humidity, could reach 115 degrees in cities like Dallas and Houston. Iowa Supreme Court declines to reinstate Iowa's strict 2018 abortion law.
The ruling means that abortions in Iowa remain legal up to 20 weeks, but it doesn't prevent lawmakers and Republican Governor Kim Reynolds from passing a new law. The state's Supreme Court has become more conservative. Governor Reynolds appointed five of the court's seven members.
An NCAA medical committee is recommending the removal of marijuana from its banned drug list.
Instead, they're suggesting testing be limited to performance-enhancing substances. The proposal, one of several recommendations by the Committee on Competitive Safeguards and Medical Aspects of Sports. Other proposals include establishing a trace-level threshold for a banned hormone and metabolic modulator. To pass, the legislation must be introduced and approved by all three NCAA divisions. A final decision is expected this fall. Rhonda Rockster reporting.
Poland is chosen for the site of a new silicon chip assembly plant.
Poland's Prime Minister Mateusz Morawiecki hailed the news as a significant boost for the Polish economy, describing the greenfield investment as the country's biggest ever. The plant will cut semiconductors produced on silicon wafers into individual chips and assemble and test them. It's part of the American chipmaker's multi-billion dollar drive to increase its European production capacity following investments in Germany and Ireland. The Polish plant will be built near the city of Wrocław, which has attracted companies including Google and LG to the area thanks to its relatively cheap, skilled workforce and good transport connections to nearby Germany and the Czech Republic.
BBC correspondent Adam Easton. More at townhall.com.
The factor pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews. But now, we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Bible.
Microsoft's co-founder Bill Gates meets with China's president Xi Jinping.
Mrs. Xi referred to the co-founder of Microsoft as an old friend. Mr. Gates said it was good to be back in China after an absence of 4 years. His charitable foundation engages in research with Chinese scientists. The warm ties between Chinese officials and U.S. business people stand in contrast to strained relations between the American and Chinese governments. The U.S. Secretary of State, Antony Blinken, is due in Beijing on Sunday, where his welcome is expected to be less warm.
BBC correspondent Michael Burstow. Toyota engineers are working on an electric car with a gas-powered car vibe. They say a fake transmission will be included for those who like to shift gears. Even feeling the bucking motion when the wrong gear is selected. No word on when it will hit the market. News and analysis at townhall.com. A growing number of young teens are turning to surgery and medication to lose weight.
John Simon of Van Nuys, California, was age 14 and 430 pounds, so he and his mother turned to weight loss surgery.
My passion with food was exhausting.
9 months after the surgery that removed a portion of his stomach, John has lost about 150 pounds. Stanford University surgeon Dr. Janie Pratt says for young people like John who have severe obesity, just diet and exercise do not work. Minnesota Edward Kent, a 6 foot, 300 pound high school sophomore, started using an obesity drug in January, and he's lost 40 pounds. I'm Donna Water.
Recent guidelines from the American Academy of Pediatrics call for early and intensive treatment of kids as young as 12, but those have been controversial. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Crossroads Auto Body Repair, still the best price in town. Working hard on your dents, dings, and complete paint jobs if your car is peeling or faded. Call for your free written estimate today. They've worked on thousands of vehicles over the years here in Reading, and they accept all insurance companies. Call 530-226-0992.
We'll do it right, and we'll do it fast. Let us get you back on the road again.
Crossroads. Here to get you back out on the road.
Goldleaf Nursery is back open and loaded with Japanese maples, flowering dogwoods, peonies, and more. Saturate your landscape with color, azaleas, clematis, phlox, perennials, and annuals. And add another dimension with statuary, bird baths, fountains, and stepping stones. On sale, locally grown vegetables, all tomatoes, peppers, and even cantaloupes, watermelons, and so much more are 50% off. Great sale on blueberries, strawberries, and boysenberry. Buy three, get one free. Goldleaf Nursery, open Tuesday through Saturday at 6186 Churn Creek Road, a quarter mile from Airport Road.
Mobilize the world's leading emitters to help poor countries deal with the impacts of climate change. They called it the G7, the Build Back Biden, Build Back Better. And we realized that got confusing. So now we don't call it that. What we call it is, here's the bottom line. Look, we're the ones that caused the problem. The United States.
Yeah, so if the weather is not nice today, blame the United States of America, says the President of the United States. Ah, yes. See, there's this saying that I've heard. Where did I hear this saying? They're not on our side. Oh, yeah, that's one of my sayings. I got Barack Obama today. He's not on our side either. We knew that. He did everything he could to racially polarize the country. It's the one thing he was fairly successful with. He's not on our side. And he launched a racist attack, wasn't it? On, you know, they got an African-American running as a Republican for the presidency, Senator Tim Scott. And so, naturally, it's the pattern that I've pointed out many times because it's true. The Democrats always have, when they're going to go after the black guy, you got to have the black guy come out and go after the black guy. Otherwise, it would appear racist. They can't have a white guy come out and go after Tim Scott. So they had Barack Obama come out and go after Tim Scott. When you got a woman they want to massacre, they want to throw into the destructo machine, you got to have a woman come out and launch the attack, because otherwise it would be misogyny, as any school child knows. The Democrat Party. And that's just scratching the surface on, I had to stop and do a little sneeze thing there. Hang on. You got a button here when you're going to sneeze. You push the button, say you have a big sneeze, and break your speakers. But we've got a lot of Democrat craziness today. We've got transgenderism and LGBTQ because the Democrats are still out of the cage. And some really remarkable developments. Yesterday I spoke to you. I shared with you a story out of Burlington, Massachusetts. Not Burlington, Vermont, but Massachusetts has their own Burlington. And there they have schools, and they've got a middle school there. It's grades 6, 7, and 8. And they were indoctrinating the children to the LGBTQ plus way of life in the schools. And it's a political sexual indoctrination for how old are kids in sixth grade? 10 years old?
11.
Maybe 11 years old. So let's say 10, 11, 12-year-old kids. And the Democrat Party is they're indoctrinating and they're overwhelming the children with their political and sexual agenda. This is the thing. This used to be frowned upon until just a couple of years ago, but now the Democrat Party has made it normal. Normal. I'm making quotation marks with my fingers. The Democrat Party, they're making the abnormal normal while simultaneously making the normal abnormal. That's something I've been talking about for 15 years, isn't it, Michael? The Democrat Party's long-term plan. And, boy, I didn't realize how quickly they were going to get to all this, but they've gotten to it very quickly. In any event, the children at the school have staged something of an insurrection. Can you say insurrection in this context? The children have said, you know, no, I'm a child. Leave me alone. And the Democrats want to punish them. And yesterday we played the spanking audio from Monty Python and the Holy Grail because they now need to punish the children. The children have staged an insurrection. They showed up in red, white, and blue, the colors of the American flag, instead of the rainbow colors, which is the, you know, those are the colors of the Democrat Party. And then the children, you know, they should have a separate flag for children, shouldn't they? Because really, you guys, get away from the children. Can you? Will you? I know they won't, but I'm going to keep asking anyway. So the kids, they've rebelled. They're like the Wolverines in Red Dawn. They're going to have to take to the mountains with vests and rifles to defend themselves against the Democrat Party's adults that are brainwashing them, indoctrinating them, politically and sexually, with their LGBTQ mandatory education. And you know how you get extra points here? You know, it's, you got to stay after school, and I'll explain the rest later. But honestly, speaking of which, you see the Democrat college professor from Pennsylvania. He's been arrested for taking his collie, which is a dog, out into the forest and having sex on more than one occasion, right, with his collie. He's a college professor in Pennsylvania. And he's been caught now, and you'll never guess what he said when he was caught by the police. It's kind of an interesting, sad story. The collie has a very strange look on his face. Democrats are getting weirder and weirder. Also in Hamtramck, Michigan, Hamtramck, outside of Detroit, there is the town of Hamtramck, the city of Hamtramck, and it has a very large, very significant Muslim population, mostly immigrants from Middle Eastern countries and other Muslim-dominant countries. And so the city council in Hamtramck, Michigan, is all Muslim. Every member of the city council is Muslim. They practice the Islamic faith. And they took a vote in Hamtramck, Michigan, and they voted to disallow the display of rainbow flags, transgender flags, and other LGBTQ plus equal sign flags in all city buildings. And I believe that means that includes the schools too, right? But the teachers are no doubt going to object because, you know, now it turns out in most schools in America, you can actually get a degree in buggery. Did you know that? You can get a degree in buggery. That was not an option when I was going to school. You couldn't get a degree in buggery. But now you can get a degree in buggery because the Democrat Party wants to have more buggerers out there. And so Hamtramck, Michigan, you may remember we talked about it a couple of weeks ago in Montgomery County, Maryland, left-wing sanctuary county radicals, multi-million dollar home left-wing radicals. They're Gulfstream Guevaras and they had in the schools they were giving the buggery agenda. They were doling it out to the children in the Montgomery County schools, left-wing people everywhere, and the teachers' unions and the Biden administration, and they love buggery and children. They're putting buggery and children together again, and it's amazing. But they had an opt out. you could sign a form if you're a parent, and you could opt your child out of the LGBTQ indoctrination in the schools. This is why you take over the schools, you know, because you're a pedophile. But they call them minor attracted persons, MAPs. That's what they call child rapists now in the Democrat Party and in many school systems, too, because there's something terribly wrong in America. You know, something is rotten in the state of Denmark. Something is definitely rotten in the United States of America, and it's called the Democrat Party, and their sexual deviancy is on display for everyone to see. But in Montgomery County, the left-winger is running the school board and not educating the children, except in buggery. They said, well, I'm sorry, this opt-out, too many people are opting out. Too many parents are opting out of the LGBTQ indoctrination. So they said, no more opt-out. And it was a Muslim parents group, who I support entirely. In this instance, the Muslim parents group came to the school board and said, I'm sorry, we want the opt-out restored. And then, very quickly, a Christian parents group came in with the Muslim parents group, because only the left, leave it to the left, they brought together Christian and Muslim in the United States of America to fight for a common cause, because the left is so insane, completely insane. So it was Montgomery County, Maryland, where we saw that a couple of weeks ago. Now, Hamtramck, Michigan, the all-Muslim city council has banned the display of rainbow flags and transgender flags in or on city properties. Right? And, wait, there's more. In Orange County, California, the Orange County Council also voted, and nobody paid any attention. It was, I think, a couple of weeks ago now, at least a week ago, where the Orange County, it tends to lean more conservative in Orange County, at least historically, California, than the rest of California. And they voted no rainbow, no gay flags on the county buildings, and I assume that means schools as well. But, you know, the teachers are going to try to, you know, slip it to you when you're not looking, so to speak, and literally. So it's not just metaphorical. So we got that going for us. And the kids, I've got an update for you on yesterday's story that I shared with you about Burlington, Massachusetts, and the kids revolting there. Your Majesty, the people are revolting. You're telling me they stink on ice. And the lefties, of course, are going bat guano crazy about this, because they're after the children with the rainbows and the transgender and the gender dysphoria. And then there's this, we have audio for you we're going to share from the local news stations up there in Massachusetts. And the parents and the school people, you know, we call them officials now, don't we? Because we're becoming East Germany. And so they're school officials. Yeah, yeah. And they click their heels, and it's crazy. And they're saying, well, my son or daughter or whatever my child is now has been thinking about suicide since my son or daughter was, how old, Michael? Like, you know, 9 years old or 8 years old or something? Said that happened years before reaching middle school. The gender dysphoric child was already contemplating suicide. You know, your child needs a lot of help, and it sounds like you're not really there for your child. But we'll get into all that. So that's just scratching the surface on all those stories. And the Democrat Party is making all of this happen. And I've got to say, we're seeing signs, and I'm with the all-Muslim city council in Hamtramck, Michigan. In Orange County, California, not all, I don't think there are any Muslims on the city council there, and they're banning it too. Because the Democrats, and the phrase we keep hearing in Massachusetts too, is that, you know, they keep jamming it down everybody's throat. This is the thing. And that's the turn of phrase that is most commonly applied in this conversation, interestingly, but never mind that. Also, Joe Biden was asked an actual question by an actual reporter yesterday, I believe from the New York Post, and he snapped at him and became angry, like Krusty the Clown, you know, like Abe Simpson, Homer Simpson's father, and he became angry because it was the only pertinent question that he's been asked in ages. And you know, the other day he smirked off a question about, hey, what about these recordings and you taking millions of dollars in exchange for policy changes? And he's able to blow it off because the whole White House press corps shows up in bikinis and they give him a tongue bath every day. Yes, that includes the men reporters, too. Yeah. So this is, and then Eric Swalwell, we got him. Remember, he had the longtime sexual affair with the Chinese secret agent named Feng Feng, who was here to, you know, promote Eric Swalwell. It's worked really well. The Democrat Party has helped. And he's going around saying, there was no dirt on Joe Biden. There's no, says the guy who was having sex with a Chinese spy for years, no problem. And he says Biden is neither sleepy nor is he corrupt. He's not sleepy or is he corrupt. Also, Joe Biden may lose the first two Democratic primaries in Iowa and New Hampshire, which is a lot of fun. But it's because of a tricky thing. Also, RFK Jr., who says he's running for president, says he has to be careful that the CIA doesn't assassinate him like they did his uncle, you know, who was John F. Kennedy. So we got that government. You know, the CIA's reputation is not getting burnished these days either. So we got that going. An amazing poll that most Americans believe that we're turning into a banana republic because the left is here, and they should all listen to this radio show. Everybody should, because this is where it happens. And also a big majority of us say that the charges against President Trump are partisan and hypocritical. From yet another poll, and this is important stuff. The American people are waking up. I am afraid we've only awakened a sleeping giant. Meanwhile, the Democrat Party is cross-dressing, I think, because cross-dress Friday, isn't it? Everywhere you go in America, the Democrats are cross-dressing. It's the way they feel best. We got Chinese hackers all over the place, and the Biden administration, you know, well, they're on the Chinese payroll, so can't expect them to do much about that. We got another COVID outbreak, but it's just the government. And an update on, the Wuhan Red Death. I shared an update with you yesterday, and I've got more today. Also, Good Morning America. That's ABC News. They've got that George Snuffleupagus. What, Snuffleupagus? He's the Clinton administration official anchorman, right? And they won't do live shots from downtown San Francisco. We have this for you, too. You want to find out why? Amazing stuff. We are at 888-630-9625. 888-630-9625. And it's Friday.
There's only one Chris Plant. The Chris Plant Show.
Paid for by government.com. Can you believe it? A huge hoard of 2018 American Eagle silver dollar coins were confiscated when the FBI busted an international fraud ring that stretched from South Dakota to Norway. It sounds like a Hollywood movie, but it's not. These 99.9% pure silver 2018 silver eagles recovered from U.S. mint sealed boxes concealed in a garage in Norway are now available and can be yours. Your guaranteed mint condition American Eagle silver dollars seized from the Norway hoard. Quantities are extremely limited. To learn more, call 1-800-973-3098. Plus, you'll receive a free bonus package, a $25 value, free with every order. Don't let this incredible opportunity slip away. Call 1-800-973-3098 now to secure your American silver eagles from the seized Norway hoard before they're gone. That's 1-800-973-3098.
Now. Now your ideas don't have to wait. Now they have everything they need to come to life. Dell Technologies and Intel are creating technology that loves ideas, loves expanding your business, evolving your passions. We push what technology can do, so great ideas can happen right now. Find out how to bring your ideas to life at Dell.com. Welcome to now.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Paid for by Christian Care Ministry.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it,
That sounds like something to look into, and that's MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save the typical family $500 a month. And that's huge, but it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. A very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. 855-51-BIBLE. That's 855-51-BIBLE. 855-51-BIBLE.
You can host the best backyard barbecue. You can find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
This is a special alert to all Americans who own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles with an auto warranty about to expire or with no warranty coverage at all. Due to a decline in the economy, CarShield is announcing a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that is now available to the public to save any driver out-of-pocket expenses on future auto repairs. Call now to find out how you can pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Yes, you heard that correctly. Pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. An open phone line has been established for all drivers to call for a free quick quote. Call 800-898-6155 now. Drivers who are covered will not have to pay for covered repairs again. This protection plan is at an all-time low. Additionally, drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Call us for your free quick quote today. 800-898-6155. That's 800-898-6155. What do you have to lose? Call 800-898-6155. Again, 800-898-6155.
Do you have over $10,000 in credit card debt? If you're feeling the financial impact with unprecedented economic challenges, DebtLew is here for you. With DebtLew's success guarantee, you pay nothing unless your debt is reduced or completely resolved.
I'm just living sky high right now. I'm very thankful for it, and the team at DebtLew are phenomenal. They're able to work with you. They're great.
Call for your free debt resolution information now. 800-200-6895. 800-200-6895.
All right. I obviously have a great many stories to get to today. Got Marco Rubio put together a TV ad, an ad that he wanted to air during the Los Angeles Dodgers game that would be pro-Catholic instead of mocking the transgender nuns. What is it with Democrats and transgender? Are they all transgender? If you're a Democrat, call in and tell me when you all became transgender. Do you all cross-dress at home now? Or are you all Marys? Are you all J. Edgar Hoover and drag? What is going on with the Democrat Party? Because you guys, you know, you're always a bit weird, but it's gotten really weird really fast. You might need new meds, honestly. All right, we're at 888-630-9625. Let's go to Philip, formerly of Arlington. That'd be like I always think of Philip of Aragon. Philip, formerly of Arlington, you're on the Chris Plant Show.
Good morning, Chris.
Hey, Philip.
Given everything we've seen these last 7 years or so, election meddling, impeachment of Trump, Biden family corruption, now the arrest of Trump, and basically the state secret services have been weaponized and state media is supporting, is it time for another peaceful Tea Party-type uprising? Farmers, ranchers, truckers, veterans, small business owners, going to the streets and making our voice known. Chris, we don't have free and fair elections anymore when you seize and arrest your rival. I think Tucker's got it right. Biden is a wannabe dictator. We need to have peaceful Americans take to the streets and take this country back. That's what I have to say, Chris.
And you're talking about Tucker Carlson, who posted another video where he talks about Joe Biden and what's happening in America. And honestly, it's the stuff of third world dictatorships of B-pole countries. And I keep saying that this discussion should be had in Tagalog, you know, the native tongue of the Philippines and Filipinos. And Tucker Carlson's video, once again, I'm not sure how many millions of hits it has thus far, but I was being texted about it this morning. And we're looking at the FBI selectively prosecuting the political enemies of the Democratic Party while allowing a free pass to and slow-rolling us on the Biden family corruption, on Hillary Clinton, on any Democrat Party corruption, on lying to Congress under oath, the Democrats, about spying on us. New story today about the government spying on us all, too, by the way. You know, the Tea Party was very, very effective. The left cracked down on it. And, you know, we should probably go back and take a look at the role the FBI had in attacking the Tea Party as well. You know, we know they use the IRS, right?
This is the Chris Plant Show.
The popular Big Daddy Burger is back at Black Bear Diner for Father's Day weekend, June 16th through the 18th. This massive burger sports two 10-ounce patties and a 6-inch sesame seed bun, two onion rings, a fried egg, bacon, cheese, pickles, and the rest. We don't serve it often, but when we do, it's everyone's favorite burger challenge. Come celebrate Father's Day weekend at Black Bear Diner on Hilltop Drive in Redding.
Black Bear Diner.
Hey, what's going on, Redding, California? This is Tony Horde with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howe, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlie's Tap House and Mobile Catering, of course. Charlie's Pizza, Pasta, and More, made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlie's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy Mambo Pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlie's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous Sundial Steak Salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlie's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlie's Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlie's Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlie's Tap House and Mobile Catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Redding at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlie's Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlie's Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating in there.
Whether it's birds or bugs, dirt and grime, Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Redding has car wash packages starting at only $9. Buy 5 car wash coupons, get one free. Or buy 10 car wash coupons, get 3 free. So whether you're off to work or off to play, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Redding. Quick and clean.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So, what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Goldleaf Nursery is back open and loaded with Japanese maples, flowering dogwoods, peonies, and more. Saturate your landscape with color, azaleas, clematis, phlox, perennials, and annuals. And add another dimension with statuary, bird baths, fountains, and stepping stones. On sale, locally grown vegetables, all tomatoes, peppers, and even cantaloupes, watermelons, and so much more are 50% off. Great sale on blueberries, strawberries, and boysenberry. Buy three, get one free. Goldleaf Nursery, open Tuesday through Saturday at 6186 Churn Creek Road, a quarter mile from Airport Road.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Redding, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Yes. Yeah, the Biden military is trying to transgenderize the military as well. I've got audio for you on that today of a three-star general who's on the pointy end of the spear on that one. Not exactly the warrior ethos that we're getting from this one. It's a woman, three-star general, and she's engaged in politics like nobody's business. And, of course, it's the LGBTQIA politics of the Democrat Party in the military and in the schools, and I'll get to that with you. I got Barack Obama for you today because he went and got fluffed by a member of his White House staff, David Axelrod, who used to be a reporter in Chicago because the revolving door of being a reporter, I'm making quotation marks with my fingers, and a Democrat politico, well, you know, that revolving door doesn't even turn. It's just they're all in the – really, it's a hot tub. It's not a revolving door. So I've got that for you. And Barack Obama, you know, he racially divided the country because that's what the Democrats like to do. They figure that's good for them. Racial polarization, racial division, and ethnic polarization, balkanization, really, more appropriately. But let's get to Joe Biden. I got Eric Swalwell today saying crazy stuff, and also I have Congressman James Comer today talking about how much money the corrupt Biden family has taken in, the Biden organized crime family, and James Comer, chair of the Oversight Committee, says that this week they will be at $10 million. This is you know, maybe that's just the $5 million. Depends on we're talking about Joe Biden specifically or the whole family. But he says he believes they're going to get to between $20 and $30 million that Biden and his family, his organized crime family, have taken in from foreign interests, between $20 million and $30 million. Right now we're at about $10 million. I think that might even be a lowball estimate, but we've got that. So lots of stuff. And ABC News, it's too scary to do news in San Francisco. That is coming up, so we got that going for us. All right, now let's go to Burlington, Massachusetts, and the story that I shared with you yesterday, which is about a group of school kids in Burlington, Mass. They are middle school children in 6th grade, 7th grade, and 8th grade. Okay, and they were having inflicted upon them, forced upon them, the Democrat Party's LGBTQ curriculum, right, in school, because that's what they do. And the students, the children, have objected, and they basically, there's been an uprising there. And it's kind of an amazing story, I've got to say. And I want to share with you the local news coverage from from up there because just amazing. Burlington, not Vermont, but Massachusetts, and the students in the school have taken it upon themselves. They've taken matters into their own hands, if you will, not perhaps the way the adults would like. But there's been an insurrection, and the parents come down on both sides. The school comes down entirely on the LGBTQ for 9-year-olds. Now, again, if you were sexualizing 9, 10-year-olds, whatever you are in sixth grade, let's say 10-year-old, and you're being sexualized at school by heterosexual teachers and school administrators, I think they'd be in handcuffs. I honestly think that they'd be in handcuffs. The headlines out of there, out of Boston, not a one-off. Community speaks out at school committee hearing after the Burlington Pride incident. It's being called the Burlington Pride incident, the BPI. It will probably be the BPI by the close of business today. Staffing failures called out after middle schoolers deface pride signs. The pride signs have been defaced, and now the children must be punished. And LGBTQ Nation online. Community shocked as students destroy school's pride celebration, chanting, USA are my pronouns. USA are my pronouns is what the kids are chanting, and they showed up in red, white, and blue instead of in rainbow, even though they were told to show up in rainbow. Now, again, 6th grade, 7th grade, 8th grade. Any parents out there? Any 8th graders out there? The indoctrination will continue until what? So Burlington community calls for action after middle school students disrupt Pride event. Why are middle school students being dragged into gay Pride events? Let's call them what they are. They're not Pride events. They're gay Pride events. That's what they are. They're not some generic Pride thing. It's gay and an LGBTQ event for 6th graders, okay, 7th graders and 8th graders. I thought that was, you know, it was kind of illegal to introduce, indoctrinate children, little children, prepubescent children, to any kind of sexual regime. Am I wrong about that? Well, obviously I'm wrong about that. Burlington middle school students reportedly tore down pride banners, chanted USA are my pronouns, and glared down students and teachers supporting pride. Boston.com has the story. Now let's go to the television people. So here is parents talking to a school board. Upset about Burlington displays of intolerance and homophobia. You know, I mean, I'm intolerant of you sexualizing children. Either way, but it's only one way, you'll notice. There is no heterosexual regime of sexualizing children in schools because everybody's known in Western civilization for 1,000 years that that would be entirely inappropriate. And in fact, it is mostly illegal. And you go to prison for such things. Like the Democrat mayor of College Park, who's a close friend of Pete Buttigieg and visited the Biden White House repeatedly until he was arrested for his scores and scores of federal charges of distributing gay child porn, because that's illegal, but here it is. So here, parents talking to the school board, Burlington, Massachusetts.
These displays of intolerance and homophobia are unacceptable.
This type of intolerant rhetoric starts in the home.
It's unacceptable, this intolerant rhetoric. What about the kids? Can you leave the kids alone? Can we? Not a one-off. Community speaks out at school committee meeting after Burlington Pride incident. Burlington school leaders were urged to hire a new diversity, equity, and inclusion director. After that's the solution. This is Chairman Mao on LSD. After middle school students disrupted a Pride celebration earlier this month, this is pretty amazing stuff. Burlington school officials. Yeah, you as the officials reiterated their support for the LGBTQ community. That's not what this is about. It's about the children. All right? Tuesday night in one of their first meetings after the students disrupted a middle school pride event, tearing down decorations and chanting USA. Remember, you notice they have the same thing in news story after news story. So here it is, parents showing up to let their voices be heard.
It would be naive of us to think that what happened at the middle school won't escalate into something more tragic in the future.
The acceptance and visibility of LGBTQIA people is not being shoved down your throats. It's being normalized, finally, and thank goodness.
LGBTQ is being normalized. So escalate into something more tragic, meaning that what happened was tragic, but they're terrified that it would escalate into something that would be even more tragic. Someone might tear down two posters, and that would be... but the regime of buggery for the sixth graders will continue and honestly escalate into something more. And it's, you know, the LGBTQ is being normalized for sixth graders, and that is a good thing. Thank goodness. Again, it's the children. It's the children. Just, can you just let the children grow up and maybe decide for themselves rather than you guys massaging the situation with government lubricants. CBS News reporter in Boston, Sean Chiabot. Sean Chiabot talks about the Burlington mother, Christine Steiner, whose daughter happens to be, you know, young girl, but heterosexual thus far.
Some of the kids threw the stickers on the ground. But, you know, I can only speak for my daughter. She didn't want to wear that to school. It's not that she wanted to hurt anybody's feelings.
She says her daughter felt coerced to participate in the Pride event and was offended by some of the messages, like this quote from Tennessee Williams.
Human heart cannot be straight. It is curves and winds. And my daughter just kind of said, you know, Mom, that's offensive to me, who I am straight.
Now, taking Tennessee Williams, who worked in some, you know, old-fashioned Southern kink here and there in his writings, you know, they're introducing this to the kids in the context of Gay Pride Month, talking about straight lines, not straight. And is that what Tennessee Williams is talking about? It doesn't really matter, because what they're using it for, the way they're applying it here with the children, and last night on my Newsmax show, the liberal on the show, Justin Nichols. So, well, if you want to ban Tennessee Williams, well, that's not the discussion that's being had by any stretch of the imagination. But, liberals always take it and torture it out of shape and turn it into something that it's not. Otherwise, you know, you can't, win a discussion or a debate, about any of this stuff. Christine Steiner, the mother.
My thing that I teach my kids is just be kind. And I wish the schools would just kind of pump the brakes on what they're shoving down these kids' throats.
There's that turn of phrase again that keeps coming back, doesn't it? Yeah, so here, no, we're going to teach you Tennessee Williams and the flowery language, and lines aren't always straight, remember, wink, wink, it's Pride Month, and the opposite of straight is, here are the lines, and Tennessee Williams said so. So, and now, kids, let's go out into the playground. We're all going to play Duck, Duck, Goose, which is not the game it used to be. Don't let the kids play Duck, Duck, Goose anymore, please, for God's sake. So NBC, the NBC station, has a reporter up there named Kirsten Glavin. And Kirsten Glavin was talking to Mia Ahlstrom, whose son, she says, is LGBTQIA, and that it's a son, but he uses they, them pronouns because the teachers already got to him.
I asked them if they were okay, and they said, I choose not to give this my attention. And I thought that was really, really brave and mature of them.
For Ahlstrom, her son's bravery didn't come without pain. That's why she's now sharing his story and speaking out against recent acts of homophobia in the classroom.
My son was suicidal a few years ago, and when I noticed signs of self-harm, I confronted them, and they came out to us.
They, meaning he, came out to us. I assume that means her and her husband, but it might just be her. Because she might be us, and since her son is them and they, it's impossible to say. They butchered the English language to the point where nobody knows what these people are talking about anymore, which is by design. And I'm sorry, your child is in junior high school and was having suicidal thoughts years ago, like in third grade or something. I think maybe, you know, Child Protective Services should be introduced to the equation here, because whack-a-doodle-doo, okay? So the kids and, you know, and the news media, that's local media up there covering it, but the Washington Post hasn't covered it. They don't know how to cover this because, you know, it's all about the LGBTQ and the kids. It's about the kids, let's be honest. Now, I mentioned before, Detroit area city bans LGBTQ pride flags on public property. This is a quite interesting story out of Hamtramck, Michigan, where the city council there is all Muslim. Everybody there is Muslim, and the city council. And it's a very big, obviously, Muslim population in Hamtramck. And they voted to ban LGBTQ flags on public property, city buildings, presumably schools and things as well, because this has become a political cause celeb of like nothing we've ever seen before. Also, Orange County, California Board of Supervisors votes to not fly pride flag outside county property. Note it says outside and outside only. Orange County Board of Supervisors has voted against flying the pride flag outside county property. The motion passed by a slim margin of 3-2. With the supervisors divided in this, by taking a rash decision of banning the pride flag from all county property and our county parks and facilities, undermines the work we've done as a board to ensure Orange County is a fair, inclusive, they love that word inclusive, don't they, and welcoming place to live. How's the crime rate? Work and visit for every member of our community. Now, here's the thing. This is a political movement, and here's what I want to do. I want people all over America and communities big and small to introduce a movement to fly pro-life flags at every public building, every county building, every city building, every state building, every school, pro-life flags. First we have to develop a pro-life flag, and then have our pro-life flags fly, and then we want to have pro-life month in every school in America. And it's pro-life month all month long. And here's the pro-life curriculum. I'll share the pro-life curriculum with it coming, because I don't have one yet. But that's okay. I think it'll be pro-life. And we're going to have pro-life. And then we're going to have military month, military pride month. Every school in America must sell. And we got to have the flags of all the military services in every school, every government building. Flown below the American flag, of course, not like the pride flag, the transgender flag at the White House. So if you're going to, they've politicized homosexuality, sex, gay sex. They've turned it into a political movement. It has its symbols and its flags and everything else. And they are jamming it down everybody's throats, as everybody keeps saying. And now I think the appropriate response, in order to call a truce here, is to demand, well, listen, you've got a political movement here. And then we're going to have straight Pride Month in every school in America, and straight Pride flags at every government building in America. We're at 888-630-9625.
You're listening to The Chris Plant Show.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 40-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term life insurance may only cost you about $100 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-353-9057. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance to buy $1 million of affordable term life for you. All you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-353-9057. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-353-9057. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. For affordable term life insurance, call 800-353-9057. 800-353-9057.
unacceptable, and ludicrous. That's what liberals are saying about the debt deal. They're angry because Speaker McCarthy and the House rolled Biden, delivering another win for conservatives. Unspent COVID money for China clawed back. Biden's plan to hire armies of new IRS agents stopped cold. And for once, Washington will spend less with $2 trillion in real savings. Call Congress at 800-894-2036. Thank them for protecting taxpayers. Paid for by American Action Network.
Now. Now your ideas don't have to wait. Now they have everything they need to come to life. Dell Technologies and Intel are creating technology that loves ideas. Loves expanding your business, evolving your passions. We push what technology can do, so great ideas can happen right now. Find out how to bring your ideas to life at Dell.com. Welcome to Now.
Authority Property Management, committed to providing service-oriented solutions to owners and landlords, offering full-time management services which covers everything from screening tenants to rent collection to final walkthrough inspections when tenants move out. Authority Property Management oversees single-family homes, apartments, condominiums, townhouses, multifamily, and commercial properties. Rental pricing, available properties, and a quick and easy-to-fill-out application can be found online at authoritypm.com.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle. From your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between, we make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary. You just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You get to enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi and earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that is a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
It's never too late to start at Shasta College. Late start classes and 8-week compressed classes are still available. To learn more about upskilling or reskilling for a current job or career, information is online at shastacollege.edu or call one of our counselors to see how easy it is to get enrolled at 530-242-7650. Shasta College offers in-person, hybrid, and online class options to fit your busy life and responsibilities. Financial aid is available. More at shastacollege.edu.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Hey there, Marty Mosley here from Mosley Family Cellars. Mimi and I have moved our tasting room back downtown to the corner of Pine and Butte Street across from Corbett's and the Reading Chamber of Commerce. We're open Wednesdays through Sundays from 3 to 7 p.m. and Fridays till 9 p.m. While you're here, enjoy food from the Hearth Kitchen and Pie Shop and munch on some delicious handmade chocolates by Nanette de Chocolate. Come on down and enjoy life with us, Mosley Family Cellars at the historic Thompson House. Come as guests and leave as family.
Hamtramck City Council, the Mayor Pro Tem Mohammed Hassan quoted Abraham Lincoln about government being by the people, for the people, and of the people, saying, listen, you guys aren't respecting, forget about religious views, which they, of course, forgot about a long time ago, regardless of your religious worldview. And, I'm amazed that they get away with this stuff, but, that's what information dominance is all about. Let's go to the telephones, Michael. I got a lot more to go to. And, after the top of the hour, we're going to get to Joe Biden. A lot of Joe Biden stuff. and Congressman James Comey on the corrupt Biden family taking in tens of millions of dollars from foreign interests and the news media that is just a gang of California fluffers. Let's go to the phones. Uh-oh, running out of time. Let's go to Mike calling from Springfield, Virginia. Michael, you're on the Chris Plant Show.
Hi, Chris. Thanks for taking my call. I love the idea about the pro-life curriculum in schools. And I think one thing, a counterweight to the drag story hour, I think you should have porn star story hour, you know, for the hetero kids.
Porn star in there. Schools for yeah. Kindergarten forward, right?
No, I'm thinking more like middle teens, you know, middle school and up.
I think you're being too reasonable. I think that, you know, they've got the drag queen story hour for, remember in Florida, the law just prohibited this child porn and gay trans stuff for kindergarten through third grade. Kindergarten through third, and that's what they called the Don't Say Gay Bill. And Disney, you know, almost pulled out of Florida because they demand that kindergartners get drag queen story hour and transgender education K through three. That was the only prohibition early on. They since expanded it because the Democrats are so nuts. But that's a fun idea to counter that. And ask all the parents if they want to have porn star story hour for their little kiddies. And
are you new to crypto? It can leave you feeling unsure of what to do. Help is available. From getting started to securing your cryptos, you don't need to go it alone. Bitcoin